Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things. Strings, those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love out loud to you. Releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens. Dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
I begin to sweat when you enter the room. I'm consumed with the heat you release. Amber's flake and fall at the touch of your melanin caramel hills. Your curves produced in the shape of a goddess. You're the hottest lava ever seen. Baby, you burn clean. Please, please, set me on fire. The desire produce anxiety to feel you. Heal you like layers, garments strip you, get you ready for the spark. I wanna see you glow in the dark. Please, please set me on fire. Climax higher than an inferno, burning, turning mattresses to ashes, smashing walls for your downfall. You're flammable to sight, proportioned like a bonfire in a bedroom. We soul burning, I'm yearning for your flame flicker, dancing open breeze, but please. Please set me on fire, like forest and leaves, but don't leave. Leak love in this ball of fire. We created like we cremated our passions. Splashing love like puddles on sheets. I'm complete in your heat. You make me radiate greatness. Your fire is sacred and abrasive when naked and unafraid. I got wood for your fire. To find your best master, strike at night. Sun rays at night. Fight daylight for your flame. Last longer, get stronger for the brush fire. But baby, please, set me on fire.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we were having a little bit of technical difficulty. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and start out with these two. I guess it's already getting heated up in here. The machinery can't handle it. But let's go ahead and get it out from here, Gina.
Are we in the room?
I was speaking to you. I don't know if it was audible or not. We have some technical difficulties.
I hear that now.
Yeah, let's get these first two and we'll take it from there. No.
And you like me to introduce, yes?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sensual Saturday at the Tiffany Universe Radio Network this evening. Just Jay and Gina, we're in here doing the thing that we're doing, being TJs, and making sure that you hear your spoken word tracks. That was for Pharrell the Poet with Temptation, and Timothy Whispers with Set Me on Fire. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure if you can hear me, if my mic is hot or not, but for the intro, we're having technical difficulties here with the Blog Talk Lady. It's not allowing us to be great. We will return when we can. Okay, look, you can hear me. Okay, as long as y'all can hear me.
All right.
Thank you, Wednesday. Good.
Oh, yeah, we're having some major problems.
Yes, we are.
All right, let me go ahead and do that monologue all over again. All right. Tonight we're doing something a little bit different. Tonight we're going to go ahead and touch on the sensual part of the human experience. The sensual part is the part that where real love gets generated at, because it's not a physical thing. Even when you can be physical with another human being, that does not automatically qualify it as going to be sensual. But we're looking for those parts of the human existence, the part that you know, when you're giving this thing, it transcends wanting to have sex with this person. It goes straight to the point of I just wish I could be next to this person. I wish I could just be held by this person. I wish I could be kissed by this person. That's what we're looking for tonight. You know, I know that everybody may not have a piece that's especially manicured to that. But if you guys can go ahead and work with us tonight, I believe we're going to do something magical and special here tonight. So, Gina, with no further ado, we're going to go. Oh, wait a minute, Gina. How was your weekend, or how's your weekend shaping up to be?
Oh, someone, let me just say this. My last week was so good that the weekend wasn't even something I was hoping and looking forward to. You understand what I'm saying? Like my Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, dope. Thursday, Friday, it's Saturday, yay, dope. I mean, I'm talking about as much poetry one person can hold in their body without exploding is what I've been receiving. And there's been love and conversation and feelings and a deepness and a sense of community that I have been missing with poetry. I've been a part, I'm not new to this, I'm true to it. I've been out here in this game for almost 2 decades, professionally for at least 15. My mom says she thinks it's a little longer than that, but whatever the case is, I'm not sure about the math, but what I am sure about is that I love this, and I am so happy to be here with you tonight so we can continue on this journey. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm sorry that we missed you and couldn't have you at the thing the small house had did today, because that right there was... The whole entire family was there. That was fire. That was straight purity fire. Yeah. You made it there for the last portion of it. But
to
finish it up with this right here.
Y'all didn't know I was there. Yeah. So, you know, people need to understand this. Just because we're poets doesn't mean we have to poet. I'm a fan, too. So y'all were kicking butt and taking names. And One Love is an amazing space. So thank you for facilitating that hookup for us.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and get this first caller in here. 515, how about you?
How y'all doing, man? It's Paul Crown. Hi.
Oh, my goodness, this dude. Hey, man, your piece healing time, dude. Whenever I hear that, you know what? That's a professional track right there, man.
Yeah, a friend of mine, he found the music on YouTube and mixed it and everything for me, so that's I owe him that one. I thank you. I'm really appreciative that you really like that piece.
Man, your timing was impeccable on it, and your buddy engineered it. Bro, it's a classic. It's a straight classic. And, you know, there's quite a few love poems that come through here, man, but I put that right up there in that top five area. Put that up in the top five
wow.
there. That's dope, man. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
man,
sir. Brother, how has the whole journey coming on to the Epiphany Radio thing been treating you?
Epiphany Radio has done more for me within my personal life, honestly, than anything else in the world. Like, when I joined Epiphany with my head in a dark space, and just the love and everything that I received from Epiphany, just it helped guide me out of that. So I owe Epiphany so much more than just a thank you for the platform they have given me to spit. I owe Epiphany for allowing me to understand that I'm worth being here.
Yeah, man. And then some. Gina. Do you know this gentleman here?
My hands were wet and I couldn't get off me. My mama told me not to talk to strangers, so I don't have anything to say. No, I'm just kidding. Paul Crown's a beast. Like you said, his tracks that he sent are amazing. His voice is strong. His message is necessary. I'm glad that this is where we landed, because had I not had an opportunity to be here in politics with you like this, I don't know. My life would still be something missing. This is very essential to me. And over at Drip with Aziz, Subliminal, you know, was probably the first time that I was acquainted with you. So I'm really glad that we are at the same place at the same time doing the same thing. It's a poet.
Yeah, I remember. I've been a fan of Gina Storms for so long. It's definitely an honor once again to be in her presence in a way. I love it, and I love her.
It's me too, bro.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Man, we better go ahead and get down to this good poetry that you brought in, and we're going to chop it up with you afterwards. But that being said, Paul Crown, sir, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is called The Conversation. Her conversation aroused me. It seemed like every word that fell from her lips tickled the tip of my intellect. An orgasmic vibration of thoughts came strong from my mind and fell deep inside of her conversation. It was like that every time we exchanged words. Her sexy and confident tone, accompanied by the passion in her speech, turned me on to the point where my mental infatuations had some physical ramifications with every word that escaped from her thick, succulent lips. Beads of sweat formed on my neck as my temperature increased due to the fact that my mind can't help but wonder if she knows exactly what she is doing to me. It was at this moment I decided that I want to make love to her. I want to make love to her in a way that she has never been made love to before. There will be no need to remove any article of clothing because what I am talking about is not physical. I want to verbally penetrate her mind as she seductively ride my words. In other words, I want us to have a conversation. I want her to slowly caress me with smiles as she tells me about her interests. I want to run my fingers through her mind while pulling softly to passionately kiss her neck with conversations of my ambition, which must have sparked her interest because at that moment I believe her eyes begin to moan. I want to feel her role, her inspiration all over me, telling me how she overcame adversity to become the queen that stands before me. I wonder if I make her feel the same way. I wonder if she watches my lips as I engage in conversation and imagine them pressed against hers. I wonder if she listens to the tone of my voice and imagine me whispering in her ear while slowly laying her down on soft sheets. I wonder if my conversation aroused her. To be continued. In peace.
Oh, yeah. We got
that sounds like a horse gallop.
Hey, I have not taken over. That's it.
What do you have for that piece there, Gina?
I like the storytelling aspect of your poetry. The fact that people need to take us on a journey when we're listening to a piece that they recite. It's not just a performance. It's a conversation. And you allowed us to eavesdrop. So I like what you did there. It was beautiful. And all women want to hear that, man, just in case y'all confused about what it is we want y'all to say. After you say that, that's what you do.
Thank you.
You understood the assignment, my brother.
Thank you.
Oh, he understood the assignment.
Oh, no, he just, man,
he's going to
be
a bro, when you start going into this, I was like, all right, so how's he going to take this? Man, the skillful navigation that you use in your pen, bro. And this is what I really have been seeing with you. Your movement in time is crisp, bro. There's no hiccups. There are no places where it, like, speeds up and glitch and nothing like that to go ahead and get into the right place. And even the anatomically, with two people in front of each other, you know, you can't be standing there in front of each other. Then I kissed her foot. Wait a minute, what the hell just happened here? I thought y'all was face to face. Now you kissing her foot? And some people will do that. You even anatomically, you keep it correct. There's a progression in how you move with your poem and your words. So just let me know that you're thinking this all out precisely. And if you're not. If you're able to do this type of write in one movement, that's crazy to me. I don't know if you do any editing or not, but, man, this right here is well thought out. I loved it, bro.
Thank you. Like, I tell people all the time, like, as far as me writing, I believe there was a question that was asked on, I think it was the Divas show. I'm not 100% sure. I just know La Perla Negra was one of the calls. And it asked about the emotions of the pen. And my pen describes the only way, like, for my emotions and my imagination. I feel like that's the only way people will understand. Because me just telling them is hard. But if I'm able to just write down how I feel, man, I could paint a picture that everybody can understand what's going on in my brain.
Did you write love letters coming up to young ladies, bro?
I used to write love letters for friends to other girls, like for
a regular Serenade
de Bergerac. Like
that.
Huh?
A regular Serenade de Bergerac, bro?
Yeah, you know, that was it was easy until
hiding in the bushes.
That came from me.
Did that happen to slip out, or did you run around with a billboard like I wrote that for dude?
No,
you in love with me.
A friend of mine told on me. She knew what I was doing. We were really good friends, and she knew what I was doing. And one of the letters ended up reaching one of her really good friends, and no, she didn't accept that. So things got out of hand.
Oh man, did she spill the beans, or did she just like on that one situation? She just talked about that.
Oh no, everybody found out. She couldn't wait.
She spilled the beans.
She just went ahead and just, when she told her friend, and her friend just waited for lunchtime and just let it all out. So.
Hey, at your young, tender age, man, how traumatic
friends.
Was that for you? Oh, well, it wasn't very traumatic for long, apparently.
Not really. But I also found out
it was
out
traumatic
that I had
for about 2 minutes. Once
she
got done talking,
with.
I see some other women looking. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, this is different.
Oh, man. Gina, do you have anything else for Paul Cram here, Mel?
Off mute would be awesome. That would be awesome. Off mute would be awesome. I will say this. Continue to do what you're doing. We appreciate the journey. All of us, we're stretching. Like, I got my people now. We need this kind of poetry. We need men, honestly, and this is just real coming from me to a younger brother. I have younger brothers, and now I always tell them, you know, what to be vulnerable. Tell the truth. I don't know how you really feel. Don't be out here acting like, you know, you got to hide. You have a vocabulary. Use your words. You, sir, have a magical pen. Choose your gift. And, good things can come from it. Now, that thing that you did in high school, that's a little bogus. But, hey, been there, done that myself. So I know that that's a real thing. So if I hadn't have done it, I'd be like, ooh, who does that? Me, you, other poets. Yeah. But now as a grown man, you can see the error in that. But you could also see the productivity in that. So exactly what you're seeking, we'll seek you and find you, because you're laying down the blueprint right now. Keep it moving in that direction. You got this. We're here for it.
Paul Cram, did you write about
Thank
the
you.
Tears, man, for the other dudes, or did you try to make them stay macho the whole time?
No, they had to understand it was my emotions were put in it, so they were kind of mushy. They, you know, they wasn't nobody was tough in this.
Hey, I'm sure that was before texting. So
this was definitely on loose leaf paper.
Right. If you want to see something, you got to draw it. Oh, bro, don't you get me started. Do not get me started, man. All right. Gina, we about to go ahead and get Paul Cram over there to the comfy couch, and we're going to send somebody your way, Paul Cram. We're going to send some people your way, if you don't mind, sir.
No problem at all. No problem at all. Let me go light my cigar if that's all right.
Man, that's all okay. That's all day okay. We have quite a few people in the room. If you want to go ahead and get in on this, you press 1 to go ahead and get into the queue. Paul Cram, hang around, man. We might go ahead and do a speed round. We got people in here, but a lot of people are sitting here listening.
Jay.
No doubt.
Yes.
I'll hang out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Private Pissing Bell.
Yeah.
He's got something coming up. We don't want the folks to miss him. The pop might
be right.
The folks know where you're going to be.
February 27th, Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, will be presenting once again another installment of Smoking Word, presented by me, Paul Cram, the poet. And call in, press number 1, and tell me what you believe your poetry provides for your listeners. We're going to have some smooth grooves, some hot bars. Bring your bourbon. If not, I got some expensive stuff here that is everything's on me. Cigar Aficionados. I got the new one out the humidor, so come join me at the Bourbon and Bars Lounge.
Paul, how has that been treating you, man? How did that show last week feel to you, bro?
It felt amazing. It actually felt natural. Like I was able to just relax, have my cigar, and just talk. And it really felt good. It really felt good. I thank Epiphany for that one. Like, it really felt good. I can't wait for the 27th. I have a whole room in my house. My kids understand the last Tuesday of the month, they are not to come downstairs for those 2 hours if you're not already in the bed anyway. This is my job. I need my silence towards bed.
Well, Paul Cran, we appreciate you, man. You understood the assignment in spades, bro. Bro, this right here was exactly what we was talking about. Glad that you were the first person to go ahead and come through here with that, man. Dude, your star is shining, man. I'm really looking forward to see what you're going to be doing here at Epiphany and beyond, man. But right now is the time. Right now is the time. You're in your prime as far as this poetry stuff goes, bro. You got to hit it hard because it might not be here all the time.
Definitely. Thank you. That's straight confirmation for everything that I've been praying about. So I thank you for that.
All right, black man, stay up now.
No doubt.
All right. Sorry about that, Cram. When I hit the button, it was just the wheel was already spinning. We're going to go ahead and slide over to 445 right quick before we go into this break. 445, how about you?
Hey, what's good with you? It's La Perla, nigga.
Oh,
how y'all doing?
Look, you look who's inclined into the window. What's going on with you, Danielle?
It's all good. It's all good. Sitting up here listening to, man, that piece just now, that ball game deal. Like, well, damn.
Oh, Paul Cram be getting it in.
I'm looking for my invisible pearl of the clutch because, damn. That is
awesome. Paul Cram trying to spell something, let me tell you.
No, that is hot. It was a beautiful piece, though. It was really, really a beautiful piece.
It was. I've been watching you running around here doing all these beautiful pieces and the rest of that. I don't know what's been got inside of you, but been enjoying it.
Oh, well, thank you. I've been grabbing old pieces because I've been doing so many other things that I don't take the time out to really write these days. But I'm going to get back. I'm going to get me some Flintstone and bark up. You know, that passionate flow in me, and I'm going to start pumping out some new pieces. But for now, y'all can get some something from my archives.
Hey, you know what? Don't throw that archive out there like it's bad. I've been listening to what you've been doing. You've been, even though you've been doing the same pieces, you have been going back into those pieces. They have not been sounding like the same piece until we run across something that we remember from the old piece. But the way that you have been delivering has been changing. Been loving it, too. You've been sitting in that pocket deep.
Thank you. Well, I learned from y'all. I've been paying attention over the past few years, and I have learn to find my flow and my breath control. And it's working for me, and I'm glad you guys are noticing it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we are. Gina, what do you have to say to this lovely young vixen at the microphone?
I love her poetry. Old, new, partial. If it's yours, you got it, you want to share, I'm here for it.
Gina?
Yes, ma'am.
What day is it?
Saturday, Quinn.
You got to say it the right way.
It's happy Saturday. Let's be sensible.
There you go. Thank you.
All right, it ain't Saturday till it's happy. You waiting another week to hear that.
Oh, man. I love it. I love it. I really do.
Well, Danielle, we're about to go ahead and get out your way and let you go ahead and do this thing because we know that you a lot of your pieces, just with the smoke in your voice and the sultriness to it. And I swear, while you're doing your pieces, you'd be undulating a little bit. But we better go ahead and get out of the way because the mic is yours.
Undulating. Oh, my God. All right. Thank you. This is called Sapiosexuality. Excuse me, y'all. My son in the background. All right. Damn, he's good at what he speaks. All up in my head with that sapiosexuality, feeding me nouns and adjectives with conjunctions and verbs that smoothly blend and slur. His lip service imprinted, leaving me in a crazed daze afterwards. I mean, is this the night she pays the devil her dues? Because the way he's making me feel, I can definitely use. Or is this just sweet, sweet karma? Wanting his, to have a conversation with my, his mental stimuli is absolutely causing a stir. What if I let him know? Just allow him in. Surely I'll lose control. He's definitely bound to win. Because the analytical philosopher that consults the sapiosexual in me is visualizing constantly how his words do a tango with the tingles on my skin. The more he talks, the closer he gets. Because he's deep within my subconscious set, stimulating my mind, opening me, touching my sacral chakra constantly, so sensually, verbally. Shit, he makes me so fucking horny, I'm about to peak. It's almost as if he's trying to match my energy. Could it be? Nah, it's just me. Well, maybe. But I didn't give him the key. Still, I want his hands and lips all over me. And I'm not saying he's perfect or even too good to be true, but I wonder, did he fall from heaven or was it he's ejected from Hades for being too good? His mind is just so beautiful. Got me feeling like a fool, like my earth is being cultivated and moved, because his wordplay is crazy cool. With verbal skills that call to your attention. Oh, did I forget to mention how he takes adverbs of proverbs, making me feel secure? How dare he touch me like this, when my skin hasn't even encountered his breath or his fingertips? And yet I crave more. More of his understanding of my hidden language so fluently he speaks, rarely spoken to me, that I speak. If only he was aware when he talks that talk and how it does that mental thing. Has this Empress feeling like a puppet on a string? Damn, he's good at what he speaks. And that's that piece.
Oh, my goodness. You and the silver. Gina, what you think of this poem right here?
I think that when it comes to the Epiphany host, they understand the assignment. You said sensual. I was feeling some type of like, if you ever seen me lick my index finger and rub my nipple in a circle, you have achieved your goal.
Oh, you're going to have to put that in the event page. I don't know what you're talking about.
Look at that. Wait a minute. Hold on. All he has to do is refer to the child from Bob's Burgers doing her little huckabuck. I don't know if she thinks she's twerking or not. She ain't got nothing to twerk. But minus my glasses because they're not back yet. I have that fit. So that's just what, you know, when nerds get aroused, it's a whole nother thing because it's on a whole nother level. because you got to stimulate my mind. You need to massage my gray matter. You need to have a conversation with my alignment. We need to be on the same frequency. I don't even want to see you naked. Please do not send me a dick pic. You understand what I'm saying? So you did some things in that piece that made sure that the brother that's trying to be your last love knows that this is the blueprint. They're all here we go. So I have a position that needs to be filled. If you feel like you meet these requirements, by all means, inquire within. But bring your A game, because your resume ain't up. You ain't having it. So, yeah, I love that D, but I think I live in that same place with you. So when you said that, all I could think was, I feel like that, but I do not have that piece. So thank you for bringing it, Queen. I love that. What do you think, Paula?
Well, I think that piece was as clean as corn. That's all I got to say about it.
Wow. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the views and statements made by Jeff J. do not reflect
what
the opinion or the opinion of the family.
Open.
Because yeah, also, this is a disclaimer. Because you said clean is corn, and we all know. You eat corn today, you won't see it tomorrow.
Wait a minute. No, that's not it. Nice try.
One, LaPerla Negra, please don't ever think just because I chose to be a co-hostess with him that in any way reflects who I am or my views as an individual. I said what I said, and you heard me. He found out what I'm doing, so that's where we are.
Girl, listen,
love you,
I know he can't help it. I know he can't help it.
No. And she ain't like I can, but that's another story for another time. All right.
It's all good.
You said you came and you knew you were going to lose. Talk to me about that, because that's a thing that guys don't understand, the whole concept of that right there. Are you allowed to talk about this being a woman?
You can. You can, yes. You are absolutely allowed to. It's just that not everybody can stimulate you mentally. And us being creative and poets, we are sapiosexuals. We are stimulated by the words that get to us mentally. Not everybody can do that. Some people, they know how to talk. They may have the gift of gab, but they don't know how to stimulate you. You know, it's a lot of times it's just a bunch of noise that they're making. But if you get that one particular one that knows how to stimulate you up there, the rest of you will open up naturally. It's just the natural process that follows that mental stimulation. And it's a beautiful thing. But, you know, all bets are off once that happens. It's something sometimes you can't fight it. You already know he done won. But it's a good thing.
Yeah. So this goes to the line of question of when a guy is coming over, and I guess this all depends upon the person also. The first initial stance is no.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a no because time has to be invested. With me, it does anyway. And I know several women where time must be invested first before we are completely and where we can be completely naked, mind, body, and spirit. Okay? So.
Mm. This has been the clinic, Danielle. You also said you had talked about the opening of your mind and being touched. You talked about when a person was matching your energy. What was that causing to happen?
Ooh, my energy is always high because I stay on the lighter side of things. And I'm not talking about just physically energetic, okay? My energy that comes from that divine spark within, I vibrate extremely, extremely high. And if you can't catch that frequency and get on the same vibe as me, Well, you know, I'm gonna be cordial. I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna be me, but you won't be able to get in. It takes a certain personality and verbiage as well, a certain purity within that person, in order to match my energy, match my vibe.
Was that something that you grew into coming up and seeing how the best way to keep yourself in the best place that you want to be in?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's through trial and error that I got to this level. It didn't just happen overnight. It took a long time for me to recognize who I am and to love everything about me, accept all that I have gone through, and that just over time, your character is constantly being tested. And that's just something that you have to come to terms with and understand that you know, patience is our biggest contender. And you get through that, you keep that mindset, you'll be just fine. You'll keep elevating.
Danielle, thank you so much. These are the type of conversations that we want to have, some real healing conversations that sometimes men do not know, sometimes women do not know. We're going to go ahead and try to get both sides of that perspective behind Do a So Sensual Poetry tonight. Your poem, right down the frickin' middle. I want you to give me this line that you have here about he was ejected from Hades, or he was for being too bad or too good or something like that. I'm going to let you go ahead. I'm done barbarizing it. But if you got to start a little bit before it and go a little bit after it, if you have to. Mic is yours.
All right. His words do a tango with the tingles in my skin. The more he talks, the closer he gets. Heavy beat within my subconscious set, stimulating my mind, putting me, touching my sacral chakra constantly, so sensuously, verbally. Shit, he makes me so fucking horny, I'm about to peak. It's almost as if he's trying to match my energy. Would it be? No, it's just me. Well, maybe. But I didn't give him the key. Still, I want his hands and lips all over me. And I'm not saying he's perfect or too good to be true, but I wonder, did he fall from heaven, or was it he's ejected from Hades for just being too good?
Putting money into the bank.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm talking about the whole thing as far as the man, the more he talks, you know, and you didn't mention that he was going and trying to do certain actions. You know, it was the sapio thing, the mental thing. Beautiful piece, mm-hmm. Danielle.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. What do you have going on in Epiphany?
Okay. Every Wednesday night, you can catch me co-hosting with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP, in Divas Talk. Now, we don't have a topic of discussion yet, but I'm sure whatever we come up with, you're going to love it. So y'all come by Wednesday night at 9 here on Epiphany. And you can also catch me every Monday night co-hosting with Sergio Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury, in King and Queen's Quarters. And that's just for you. Back to
you. I appreciate that. This was a real adult conversation about some things that everybody needs to know, Danielle. We appreciate you for being a good sport about all of this.
Thank you.
That was necessary. Thank you so much, Diva. Can't wait to tell you what day of the week it is next month.
Hang around, Danielle. We're probably going to get a speed round in.
All right. I got something else for you. One love, one mic.
Take kisses. All right. Almost hung her up. I would have never heard the end of that. All right. 251-502-609-213. We will be with you shortly. Gina, what have you been thinking about the conversations we have been having around this adult topic?
I love this. I get to be a grown-up.
Yeah.
Aside from the mom, you know, I'm one of the kids. So my grandchildren, I'm Gigi. So my daughter, I'm an inspiration. But to the poetry community that we belong in, right here, right now, tonight, all day, all week, all weekend, this is our lives. We live, breathe, eat, drink, sleep this. So sensuality is, I feel like, first of all, sex ain't better than love. Love is necessary. Sex is awesome.
After them last two poems, I think I'm ready to do a piece, Gina. How you feel about doing the piece?
Oh, I can do one as well.
Oh, cool. They didn't show us the way. Thanks to Paul Cram and La Perla Negra. Thank y'all. We appreciate y'all for showing us the way. Show me. All right, I ain't going to sing today, but tomorrow y'all going to get an earful. So, Gina, do you want to start this out or do you want me to start this out? How do you want to do this?
You can. I'm actually still working on it. I need like 2 minutes. So you have a 2 minute piece. We're good to go.
I got a minute and 59 minute piece. All right, let's go ahead and get it.
Only you. That's good. The mic is yours. Come on, partner.
All right.
So how we do it?
What is in a touch? When fingertips glide over hilly terrains, following the contours of your melanated Makeda, flown by I, the man with the steady hand of an aviator. Leaving behind goosebumps like chemtrails, and you, my love, are the theater of engagement. As my sortie of digits fly over your stretched face-down form, and you, naked as the day you were born. Tonight, you will sing for me as your gas rip through the air like paper tearing, while you bear your joy audibly, guiding me through the thistle with chirps and whistles. Jungle music. Now that's the one thing of my sweet things, spoils of war, and of my wonder. I wonder, in this quantity would your melanin have flavor? A flavor that only a soldier such as myself should savor. I present a memory stored in my saber. Thoughts of you carried this soldier on firework field nights. Now tonight, I am fully bayoneted as I kiss the nakedness of your neck, tasting its slippery, smooth texture. As I snort primal language into your nape. As I start my amphibious assault into your brackish seas, waiting in your waters for the right time. You see, I'm not waiting for the tide to come in. Only for when the tide comes in is it right to come in, occasionally sipping your marsh water, becoming one with my environment. Being as patient as the bush I am hiding in as we observe radio silence. Only eye contact, gestures, and taps till we reach the point of no return. When we detonate our explosive ordnances deep in your bunker as we say, job well done. Poem.
I feel like everyone has an equal. I've been looking for the best ever. He's good, clever, a funny actor. But with him down for whatever, we're two peas, same pod. Being naked, gross, never felt odd. He lays pipe, trauma style, category 5 person, which that I am a genius. Some call me a genius. He's attractive and surgical with the precision. Y'all, they need to be knowing. Whew. Finally, we decided to collide. Oh, God. Everything's wet. We don't even care. Feet tucked under the T chair for leverage, combined bodies is above average. Someone needs to tap out. Mm-hmm. But I know, I have to acknowledge it. No better could we get wrong than mixed out. Putting, never my goal. While moving ahead, I know when I match a stick, I'll shower off the love. Dressed and able to be me again continuously. Whew, I'm done. Through. He's my last one and only. Now I'm done because I gotta go. I'm not gonna be able to come back. Nope. I'm done. That was dope. It was fun. The best ever is the title that he has earned. No one can compete. Trust and believe. That's enough for me. But I'm blocked his numbers and I'm scared. The business new and it's not norm, so rare. Stimulated my mind, stirred my soul, hugged me whole after the butterflies. I'll reconnect. Kissing alone had me gone, y'all. I don't know what to do with it. But then I see it. And I want it. Well, I guess I got what I wanted. What I can't. Gina Storm, thank you for indulging. Thank you.
Gina, nice piece, lady. Nice piece. What was that piece concerning, my dear?
Somebody said, you know, one of these days you're going to meet your match. I was like, I've been married twice already. He was like, no, not the match, that's your mate. Like, that dude didn't make you say, well, it's my flashlight. It's sunny outside during the day and you're trying to find it. Your nose is so open you could drive a truck up your nostrils like you were so out here bad. You can't even tell nobody because they would laugh at you. I would like to have that. So I'll go to peace by.
I searched for that woman for so long. I think she's just a myth. I ruined a lot of women on the way to trying to find her, too.
I'm not going to say that I've been a ruiner. But I know some people get caught up. They just run. Yeah, no good. Don't even bother.
Hey.
It's been a wrap. But yeah, I mean, everybody has something they're striving for. I want to meet my match. I want to look that person in the eye and say, damn, you do exist. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Like the M&M's commercial. I got you. Santa. He does exist. All right, let's go ahead and get on with this thing. We about to get on with it. It's going to sound a little bit like this. Remember to go out there and get y'all Raw Links also. That's our proud sponsor here at Epiphany Radio, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? All right, Jeannie, you still with us?
No, I went on vacation in Maui. Yeah, I'm still good.
All right. Well, we're about to go ahead and get into the mix now. We're about to go ahead and go to 251. 251, how about you?
What's going on, people?
Oh, wait a minute. This voice sounds familiar. What's going on in here? Who is this? Identify yourself, sir.
My name is Hiram Mitra.
All right, all right. Man, how have you been enjoying the show so far, brother?
Yeah, there's some real grown folk stuff going on up in here. I love it.
Oh, we're going to talk to you about the grown folk stuff after this poem, too. You best believe that, sir. Have you ever met Gina Storm before?
I'm acquainted. She's the reason why I called in. Beautiful soul, isn't she?
Yeah, man, to say the least. To say the least.
Yeah.
Gina?
Yourself.
All I can say is if you catch me on a good day, I mean,
oh,
I
want to
hide and cold. Yeah. I think y'all have gotten the best parts of me. I try to keep my scary to a minimum.
Yeah, all right. Well,
I try to keep your what to a minimum?
My scary.
Oh, all right. All right. You say good job for so far.
Oh, yeah.
Well, brother.
So
you already seen what we've been doing? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Go ahead, partner. You got it.
Mm-hmm. These your people. I think you're going to be speaking back, so I went ahead and jumped in. That was my bad.
I was going to hand him the mic.
Oh, well, let's get on to get home then. I'm closing mine.
Saturday here in the universe on the Thrill Entertainment Network that we're this is a pop-up for Jay and I. This is not a normal Saturday. But we're here doing the damn thing. I know you know the difference between erotic and principles, so I don't know, Mike is yours.
Thank you, ma'am. Her essence inspires poetry. Her skin is a rich shade of chocolate. Her words of admiration are thinly veiled erotic expression, custom designed to get my attention with minimal friction. She piqued my interest as she subtly hinted at fantasies of lingam insertion. Deep penetration of my words aroused the center of her goddess to yearn for my godhood. She prayed for my presence before slumbering upon awakening, greeted the sunrise. Morning the praise and worship service between times she presents her offering. She prepares her altar, I mean her queen size. Burning frankincense amid a clear space for the divine masculine inner. Our soul contracts from past lives contain clauses that mandates rendezvous and physical interactions. Our familiar soul gives the dopest mind vibes ever known, and no matter where I am, she has a place to call home. I kneel before her glory, before orally parting her universe so that I may earn my anointing. Her holy oils adorn me like a sweet honey gloss. She interrupts my work to request my lips and lick it off. She lets out a whimper when I enter her holy temple, which grows into a crescendo that's affirming to my spirit. She feels my throbbing and moves in a position to catch it, swallowing the wisdom of my ancestors in order to better understand me and give me the utmost and optimal pleasure. This wasn't an orgasm. This was a mutual ascension to heaven by way of spiritual possession. She surrendered to me her body, told me to do it as I please, and reminded me not to rush and to take all the time that I need. Thank you.
Bro, you understood the assignment, man. In more ways than one, your double entendre was working overtime.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Gina of the Storm.
I was on mute. I hate that. But, wow. So, how do we not go back, like, full flex? We used to do these collabs where he would have a piece of a piece, I had a piece of a piece, and we would do a cipher just the two of us. And I had just become Gina Storm, and he was still bothered at the time. And people were like, "Why? You know, when did y'all meet? How long have you been married?" And I was thinking, oh, we're not even a couple. Our pins just dig each other.
Right.
It was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing. And everybody was, like, in awe of that collaborative effort. So as far as I'm concerned, yeah, you done came a long way, my dude. Like, I'm not saying that stuff was mediocre. Just saying. Oh, something about pardon her universe. I don't even know the rest. You know, I'm high. I can't remember, you know, phrases like that. But pardon her universe had me stuck. I was just like, huh. Yeah. That's all I got. I'm going to yield my mic because other people are listening.
You're true.
Bro.
Hold on.
Did you write love letters?
Come again.
Go ahead, Jason.
Oh, I was asking about did you write love letters coming up, brother?
I did. It was it's one of them things that's kind of funny, you know what I'm saying? Because I was, and I'm not just saying this, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, even in recent years, I'm starting to see just how dope a lot of my writing is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just blowing my own horn. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, just like a long time ago during those years, I'm from a small southern town, man. I'm telling you, it's a lot of closed minds around here. And I was a virtual prodigy. And when I did write a love letter, yeah, it was dope. I didn't know it was dope because everybody, you know, some type of way it got around. And I wrote somebody a note. I was a little bit shy anyway. And boy, they started talking about me and the stuff that I was saying to this girl. And I'm like, yeah, I ain't doing that no more.
What was you saying to her, man?
Well, I don't remember, but she just had, like, I do remember she just had, like, these big, real pretty eyes. She just had, like, this, there was a mystique about her. You understand? Of course.
So there was an alien chick with big, huge alien eyes? I mean, what are we talking about here, man?
She had, okay, let's just say, for instance, just like, you know, she was like a, you know, you ever seen a like a nature video of a doe or something like that? She just kind of had eyes resembling that. It was just like it reflected nature, beauty. You understand? And even at the time, a sense of innocence. You understand? And I just think that that's what kind of drew me in to her in the first place.
A librarian type.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say a librarian. I'm going to say more so of a NDIRE. You understand? But without,
yeah.
You know, let's just say NDIRE before NDIRE started to learn kind of who she is. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I was looking at this sister. She was just like the raw, uncultivated version of herself who has yet to grow into something insurmountable, indescribable. To a way that, you know what I'm saying, that people, like, you know, guys would probably want to be with her, you know what I'm saying, but they wouldn't know how to talk to her because she is nothing like anything anybody's ever seen before, you know. They don't know how to get on that frequency right there. They don't know how to connect with her on the verbal sense, you know what I'm saying, or as I believe Sister Danielle was saying earlier, like, kind of connect with your mind, you know what I mean? And so, yeah,
right.
She was just,
this wasn't a Smurfette situation where she was the only girl in town. I know you said you came from a small town. It wasn't that small, though, was it?
No, it wasn't nothing like that. But no, she was just a, but you know what I'm saying? But I do believe, you know what I'm saying? Like, even in my innocence, I had saw something about her that other people didn't. You know what I'm saying? But by her,
gotcha.
And her proximity to people, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, yeah, she was popular. You know, it's a kind of well known, but for different reasons than what I was actually observing.
Got you, man. And I think a lot of women need to hear this type of stuff. Also, that a woman doesn't have to be plat out, tit out, this, that, and the other in every direction. Because I've seen women like that, and they will open up their mouth, and they will start to become ugly. The more that they talk,
absolutely,
the uglier they became.
Man,
and I have seen
it
the other way around, the unconventional beauty.
Yeah.
And the more she spoke, the more beautiful she became.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It just, and that's one of the things that I have been trying to impart, you know, with all this old stupid gender wars and stuff going on, man. It's just like, you know, it's the BBLs and, you know, all this other stuff. Like, man, everybody's hit a glass ceiling. You know what I'm saying? Because while nobody wants to feel used, You know what I'm saying? We need to understand that there's a spiritual component that people are not acknowledging. They even, matter of fact, a lot of times they even try to throw it away. So that's one of the gifts I have. You understand? I can see people's souls. I can see their intentions a lot of times. And it's just so, you know, when I see a woman, you understand, and I tell them, even like a lot of times, even the doggish of the dogs, even the roguish of the roguish brothers out here, you understand, even though they can recognize such a woman who is walking in her divinity. And while that may not go anywhere, that man, at least for that minute that he has entertained her or saw her, rethought his life because of her presence. You understand? And so, and as it stands, you understand that this, you know, whenever I see such a sister, I got to go give her accolades. I got to go and commend her on her beauty. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just talking about the physical part, but just let her know that, look, like, I see you. You know what I'm saying? You got it because you're doing good, because you don't, even though somebody's radiating that thing, they might not be completely conscious of it, and you got to remind them of that and let them know that they are doing something right.
Man, I really love to hear that, brother, because a lot of women have sold out the long walk for the short route.
Yeah.
And I think this whole conversation that me and you had has showed that that's not necessarily the best thing, and that's not necessarily what a man wants. Men may run after that faster, but a woman who's dressed in a certain way, conservatively, and the rest of that type of stuff, can be just as beautiful as a woman who's damn near half naked.
Absolutely, and see, and that's one of the things, you know what I'm saying, because I am a man, just because I look at something online does not necessarily mean that I want that long term. Okay, let's go ahead, let's split a couple of hairs real quick, okay? Because one of the things, and I'm not going to sit up here and lie, that has absolutely scared the hell out of me is when I look at a woman. I just sit up there and be daydreaming about it, with Jones and whatnot, and I have not had, like, one sexual thought about it. That's how I know that she's somebody special. You understand? Probably. Fully clothed, got that, you know, since she just got that aura about it, I'll tell you, just like, you know, she that one. She dope. She a dope sister, not for the reasons, you understand, the people are used to.
My man, I'm really glad you said that. I'm glad that any woman within earshot got a chance to hear that as well, too, sir. Gina, anything for yes, sir, for the brother before we go ahead and move forward?
Yeah, I have to say this. Hiram knows, you know, how I feel about him. I think he's a dope person. Like, neither of us people very well, in a real particular. And his vision is like, how what he sees in people is goes way deeper than mine. It's different, but it's the same. People call it funny acting when they don't understand it. It's not funny. You have to be a gatekeeper in your own life. You know, you have to make better choices. The way that you see your vision, it reminds me of Jack. I was thinking he was being foolish, and he goes with the silly questions. But no, really, he's a photographer, and often I see him stop subjects, what I'm going to call these women, that the average man wouldn't have noticed. But there's something about her that would be so beautiful on film, that aesthetic. And that's where a lot of people go wrong. Seeing, y'all see different. I love it, the vision. So I'm happy. I was saying, I'm glad that you accepted my invitation. Don't be a stranger and stick around. We can get a speed round off. Love to have you.
All right. Well, like I say, I'm glad you exist. I appreciate what y'all doing, man. Keep up the good work, man. Keep the platform for the poets and people who got something to say, man.
Yes, sir. We're going to do that, man. And you bringing that piece of food in here, we chuck that right in the pot, brother. So we appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right.
Love
Welcome
woman.
To the Comfort Couch, sir. All right. Now we have this rather peculiar number here, 502. How about you?
Hey, Gina. Hey, Jay.
How are you?
Somebody know our name.
How are you, Jay? Yes.
Hi, my beautiful people who I love.
We have friends.
Hey,
we
how you doing,
Quincy? You know what? I'm not going to say we have friends. I know I do.
So, yeah, she was shouting us out because she loves us and we love her back. That's it.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
I do love y'all.
How you feeling about the show tonight? Because I'm glad you can make it in. Yeah, and we appreciate your coming through and supporting us on Zoom today.
Yes, that was nice. I really enjoyed that, like hearing all the detail about Small House of Poetry and how things evolved. That's nice. That's nice. I don't think I realized all that. So congratulations. And, yeah, the show's been great so far. I've been here, and I've loved every minute of it, as always, because I love you, and I love Jay.
Sweet. We love you as well, too. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first person that we had to go ahead and kick off our interviews series that we've been doing Woo-hoo. Here. So we appreciate you a ton, a bunch, a munch. And you got about 30,000 tracks over here on the Epiphany Studio. So, yeah, we're going to do something about that right there. And she was on the mixtape that we did, the Love and Heartbreak mixtape. She was the only person who had three tracks on there.
Man, those graphics, oh, my God. Oh, my God. The poem was, all the poems were great, but the graphics, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're trying to go ahead and get that thing off the road, bring on the road. We're also going to be doing another one pretty soon here, but people have slowed down on turning in their Love and Heartbreak tracks. That's kind of disappointing. So
man,
we're going to have to hold
lane.
Off until we can get a surplus. Well, yeah, you, like
lane.
I said, you got 30,000 tracks over there already, so we already got you covered for the next three, four mixtapes, so don't worry about it.
No, Jay, I had to give you old stuff. I've been doing all political and activist since 2016. All that stuff, most of that stuff was old for the most part.
Well, you
terrible.
Have to go ahead and get into the lab then. Is that what you're saying?
I'm
is this
trying.
A declaration of getting into the lab?
It's not my lab.
Man, I'm going to tell you like this. I done heard your love pieces, so I know you got it in you, so I ain't going to even let you get off the hook like that. I ain't about to get you to talk about how you know what love supposed to be and this, that, and the other, so you know what love is or whatever. Mm. Go ahead, Gina.
Mm-hmm.
She can't get off the hook with that or with this. She's talking about these old pieces. I've been wrote since blah, blah. Old to you, new to our listeners, sometimes new to us, and we've known you for a minute. But please know that nobody day checking these timestamps on these pieces. We need the voice. Stop playing. Look at it trying to. This, ladies and gentlemen, this is what she did when we were trying to get her sit on the couch with us to have an interview because she was like, I don't do interviews. I was like, well, just imagine it's a three-way conversation on the phone with just me, you, and Jack. And then after the show. And then there are people all over the world listening, but hey, don't worry about that part. It's over now. It's
right.
Already on replay. Well, we appreciate you, for real, because like Jay said, you kicked this off for us.
I know you've been sitting in the cut and listening to everything that's been going on, and I know that you have something for us. So we're going to go ahead and give you the mic and clear the line. Incoming. The mic is yours.
Wait. I need y'all to pick one or two because I really say this ain't my lane. So y'all pick.
I love this game.
Two.
Thank you. Interesting. Thank you. All right. I was in a dreamland, like in the future, a different me, a different time. It was about 5 years out, and before I spit the piece to self, I say, do it as if you and him have been doing the production for the last 4 years. You work together, you art together, you live together, you be together, you trust this man wholeheartedly. He's loved you, and he has not torn you apart. So do it like the love you desire to have with this man in the future. Pretend you are there and spit this piece. So I ask the audience, have you ever witnessed love? I'm not asking if you've experienced love, but have you ever been a witness to what love does? Like, have you witnessed love speaking to those in the room, a discreet love being shared secretly by two, yet that love loudly narrating their story? Have you ever felt love like that from two individuals that just gives you chills as they illuminate the crowd? The pull between them provides warmth as they are twin flames. constantly moving, owning their own space, while rhythmically brushing against one another, they could melt some shit. They stay so high. Their colors change, but their truth doesn't. They stay intertwined, providing for one another. No verbal requests necessary, guiding each other, just a necessity. Creating clear paths, they've been pain, but their beauty finesses those mishaps. When in the same room, they reflect on one another like sun's rays, their love mirrors, meaning they are windows into one another. When she looks at him, she sees her soul. When he looks at her, he's ready to roll over beside her morning after morning after morning. Fingertips caressing her skin, lips ready for breakfast. She throbs when he's on a mic, at his smile, when their eyes meet at his very being. When they sneak away to be alone, where she presses piano keys and he presses his lips to her. They share a piano bench. Safely, she takes her seat on his knee. They embrace a moment, 3 years in the making, sharing their flame in a sacred place, kissing, tugging, grasping, rubbing. They lose themselves. They make music and poem against the black and white piano keys. He makes her soul scream. They are an art. He says, if you are life, I am blood. She replies, if you are pen, then I'll never let you be without ink therapy. Together we're flame, dominant enough to burn bridges, but not committing enough to end our story at any page. We're the happy ending, yet we never end. We keep writing and writing and writing, because when one of us is the truth, the other is the proof, so we go together. She says, if you're the evidence in 2020, I'm the artifact in 2120. Together they speak, you are the narrative. I'll forever be a story. We evolve, but we don't go out. We happen. We flames encapsulating each other, drawn together, created and counted by God. She says, yeah, God put me in place, the ones and tens to lead me to you, 100, in peace.
Gina, what do you think about this piece right here?
Well, I'm great. There were so many lines. I don't know how terrible I am, but there was something about the fire between the two of you that was so hot. Do you know what I'm talking about? The lines went.
They can melt some shit. They stay so hot.
Yeah,
you know, I
got to
put some stuff, talk some shit.
But hold on, check this out. I remember one time, legit, true story, I hadn't been married long to my daughter's dad, and he was my first husband. So I felt like I was getting feverish. I was like, do I still have feelings? He was like, yeah. I was like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, my body temperature has arisen. He was like, probably. I know I'm hot. I'm sweaty. I didn't sweat, though. I was glistening. And I was legit sweating. And I'm like, I am not well. Oh, this is that fire that some people make. I was on fire in that moment. And didn't even know it. Thank you, Gwen. It's so descriptive. To me, it's a descriptive illusion, if that makes sense. Because just saying things without saying, and telling the story around it, like taking us the long way instead of giving us shortcuts. Because I think that the same thing that Daniel said about his poems were created, so we want our minds to be pushed, not just to be entertained or for it to rhyme or to fit the theme. I wanted to know what it was that you thought about when Jay and I both picked number two, because you knew the people we didn't.
I think I kind of felt relief a little bit because, for the most part, this is true, and this happened in Ohio, and it has a lot of meaning. It's all, like, very valid. So I think I felt like, okay, that's good. That's what I'm supposed to do today.
I love that. And I love you, and I love that piece. And, oh, my God, just to know that that's what it meant is even better for me now. Oh, I can't wait to listen to the replay. I'm sorry, Jay. I give my mic.
Man, don't be rushing yourself off the mic. Now, this piece right here, you wrote this in a particular fashion, and you posed the question pretty early on, have you ever witnessed love? Why did you write this piece from that perspective?
Let's see. Well, I was kind of doing this whole twin flames thing, and because of this experience where, like, I was at a place, it was a slam, it was in a church, well, it was in the annex building of a church, it just, there's so much to it that, like, I felt like I wondered, are the people in this room realizing that there's this love, like there's this legit love that can't happen, but it's so fucking real. Like, and I just wanted to, like, I wanted to write about it, right? And see what would it feel like if I really could go on stage and ask that question and share this type of poem.
Are you a people watcher?
Yeah, I think I am.
Like when you go to the mall, if you're sitting there and you got your little drink in front of you and people are walking through, do you kind of like narrate little stories for them or little accounts of their lives?
I don't know if I narrate stories, Jay, but I definitely wonder and have questions. So, yeah.
Oh, well, I'll be narrating over there. I'll be giving people all types of jobs.
Of course.
Look at this dude. He's a mechanic. He got to be. Look at him. No, I'm just kidding. But the way you had did this poem was like you were observing a couple and you were seeing all these different movements. And the thing that really sucked me into that was when you had when they started showing up in different areas. It wasn't like you had seen them at the park. It was like that you were like documenting what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought me back to, have you ever witnessed love? And that was you seeing it. I think a lot of people, and I found this, I found this out this year. We've been talking about marriage and stuff quite a bit at the small house. And some people were tripping about, you know, that some people, that people never had good marriages. And I was like, well, what about when you see people having good marriages? Don't that mean that you don't know what happened behind closed doors? And I was thinking to myself, like, no, I don't know what happened behind closed doors. But it also gave me a idea of people, how dead set against they are against love, that even though if this is some person that they have never met in their life, they're willing to say that they've never had love before. And that right there was very telling. And I come to find out those same people I was talking to, they had never really witnessed two people in love. So when you start doing this piece, I had started looking at it through that lens right there.
That's nice, Jay.
Did you witness love coming up, seeing people in love, couples, regular couples in love?
Oh, God, no. No, no.
Get out of here. Wait a minute. You're one of those people.
Definitely not.
How were you able to write about it then?
In this piece?
Period.
This piece right here? This piece right here, I lived.
Oh, were you observing your own relationship?
This is me. I lived this piece point in my life.
Now, see, that makes the piece even deeper. You got me want to go ahead and say spit it again because I want to listen to it in a different way. Is there anything else you want to tell us about this piece? Because that was a revelation right there.
No, thank you. I'll keep that.
All right. She places her feet on his knee. Ooh. Some of the little scenes like that, some of the little scenery like that was really setting the whole scene and setting up. Very nice piece, Gwen.
Thank you.
Sweet, sweet. Gina, is there anything you want to say to our sister before?
I see that being recorded and the music behind it being dope, and I can't wait.
I think y'all have it. I'm going to say y'all probably already have it.
Probably already have it. Yeah, but it's...
Mm-hmm. We do.
We just gotta put the sink on. That's all.
Mm-hmm. She had music behind it.
She had music behind it? Of course she did. course you did. That doesn't mean it can't be remixed. That's okay. I love it, Ian. I love you. That was excellent. And I got it the first go-round day. Yeah, that was true story. And I was thinking, knowing that, for me, changed my whole perspective, and I have to hear this on the radio. That's a must. This was so awesome. Thank
Wait. All right, Gwen, we're about to go ahead and slide you to the comfort couch so you can go ahead and put your feet up on the knee. Talk to you in a minute.
Thank you both. You're welcome. One love, one mic.
All right, Gina, we're going to go ahead. 609, we see you. 213, we see you. 904, we see you. You guys will be in that order. But we're going to go ahead and pay some bills right quick. And we ask that you guys go ahead and sit pat until that happens. And I am stalling because I had to find this right here. Here we go. Let's go ahead and see what it sounds like.
Unfulfilled. Unfulfilled substantially. This chance at love tasted but cut short due to unknown circumstances. Unforeseen. Unfulfilled. Sucked into this vacuum of emptiness, calling out to you. Missed, you be, calling out to you, here I am, left standing shrouded in darkness. I wait for the echoes to bounce back to me. Smothered acoustics strangled, wanting nothing to do with me. Time ticks, telling me to keep it moving. So in this U-Haul, I've packed all my things, boxes of my love stacked to the ceiling. Moving on, in a vacated room sits your shit, wrapped in toilet paper, labeled, flush this, conditional love shit. I should have signed this contract dipped in both our blood and made you stick to it. Love, unfulfilled, but I've tasted it, dined on it, drank a cup of it, succulent it, if but a sip, I walk away with a wet palate. Cupid's kiss can sometimes be poisonous. On to the next dish, love, my thirst for it, unquenched for just a minute. If I could just touch it again, for just a moment, to endure the pain once again, still I'd cherish this, unfinished, unfulfilled.
That brightens the day in illumination from the moon that shines light on the darkest corners of life, the shadows. For love, for me, is delusional. But is it delusional? I'd walk through the rising fire and crawl inside the dancing flame, cover my eyes in burning coal, choke on the ashes, dust gray, just to be in reach of seeing your face. For the rest of time, I'd endlessly go with you, next to me, by my side, to live a life with you a life to live, to build a new tomorrow begins with the choices made today, a catalyst for conviction to never let this fade. fade. Not even a single degree forever in a moment, each moment for eternity. Off of my lips, the skin peels. As I pray, we never lose our way or stumble aimlessly with a blind eye. And that we will always rise from the twisted tormentors, the morbidly fake, and away from the stench of those who have decayed. You can trust me. You can believe that I will never make a single promise or utter a word about out loud to give even one vow to which I would not adhere. I can't even spell the word betray, let alone fling it around. No more distractions exist. Set forth with a purpose. No more selfish inhibitions exist. Set us on solid ground. Cast aside the righteousness. Cast aside their blinding lies. Fill up the fake with dirt, then let them suffocate in the water. So they're the only ones covered in filthy false pride. My heart's pulsing life. My heart continuously bleeds. My heart, it never fades. Passion crawling on my skin, moving slow and then sinking in. My bones deep within. For me, it seems delusional. But is it delusion that love is a fuel for my fire? The darkest sweet desire, a pleasant burning artery, veins with a fantasy dancing on the tips of the rising flames. A selfless act. A conscious thought. A realm with reason, a bullet buried deep in the center of my brain. Is it delusional to think you feel the same? I don't think it's delusional.
Healing time. Behind that beautiful smile, I can see it. I can see the pain of slight feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past. The scar. The scars that was left by the emotional assailant, which still generated hurt to the heart's nerve endings, has in some form or fashion affected your everyday living. Unhealed wounds that became infected with mistrust and bitterness has undoubtedly pushed away men that claim they can heal all of your sadness with the right bedroom stroke and maybe a little bit of money to show off. But your emotional scar tissue has increased the gauge of your visual meter, and you immediately dismiss this poor excuse of a man. So because of your past, you choose to be alone for fear that the next man will pick the scabs off old wounds and make them pour out the tears that you thought you were most definitely over. You walk around with this beautiful, beautiful smile, but with a look of please don't approach me because I'm wounded. Then you'll go home and try to drown yourself in Moscato, only to realize the tears are flowing down your face into the very glass that you are holding. The infected wounds of your feelings send an emotional virus to your brain, making you feel like you do not deserve love and that all your relationship problems were just your fault. On top of that, you're constantly hearing the negative conversations from females that are satisfied with being side chicks. And for some reason, their advice at that particular time appears to be right because these are your friends who are giving you this advice and they would never tell you anything wrong, huh? Yeah, right. But there's gonna come a time when a man will appear in your life and it will seem so random, but I promise you it's God's. This man will be ready to go through the struggle of helping you cover your wounds with an ointment of real love and wrap them in a bandage of security. This man will help ease the pain of your past with 800 milligrams of trust that was prescribed for you directly from the pharmacy of his heart. He will use cotton swabs or sweet whispers to remove the negative words that flow from happily infected people like your side chick friend. You will notice a change in your everyday living. You will notice that the pain of slight feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past are healing in a way that can only be remembered if you intentionally dug deep into your heart to search for the scar. Feel something that you felt a long time ago, but your heart is no longer familiar with. This something that you're feeling is called love and real happiness. and it is the antidote for the past pain. Now, when you smile, the only thing I can see behind it is us.
Ladies and gentlemen, in that past set, you heard for real poet ICO here at the Pickham Radio with Fulfilled, Elizabeth with It's Delusional, and Paul Krim's Healing Time. We are not DJs or PJs, home jockeys. You like to be heard. Send your MP3 to Jeff J, J-U-S-S-J-A-E. Dina, D-E-N-A, show at Gmail, and we'll be sure to put you on as well. Hey, partner, how you feeling?
Feeling pretty good, feeling pretty good. Like Gina said, send it to Just J, Gina Show. No and in there, Just J, Gina Show. And that's J-J-A-E, at gmail.com. Also, you people who are listening out there in download land. I don't know what the hell y'all at. I'm about to go ahead and get y'all. Download land. If you say, is that guy talking to me? Then yes, I'm talking to you. Go ahead and send us some feedback about the show as well. We have a surprise coming in here for this next caller, Gina. I'm about to go ahead and usher them on up in this rascal. 609, how about you?
What's going on, Gina? Just Jay. What's going on with you?
Oh,
you
boy.
Have divine inspiration in the house?
In the his it, everybody, is divine inspiration. I went ahead and did a pop-up with this gentleman right here, and that thing was smashing.
Man, we had such a blast. Boy, I got to take my hat off to you. Just say that was an awesome evening. And the people that called in, it just made, you can't top that. That's what this thing is all about, nights like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it, man. The minute you had hit me with it, man, I was all aboard. I was ready to go ahead and get it, brother.
Yes, sir. And we did. We did.
We did, man. I felt good about that show afterward. That's how I started listening to it again. I normally don't listen to the shows, but I went ahead and listened to that one again, man. That was awesome, bro.
Excellent. I have to go back and listen myself because there's a few pieces that I have to further dissect. They was coming through with some homework pieces.
Oh, they came with the fire up to the ceiling is what they did.
Yeah, they did. Yes, they did.
Brother, we've been talking to people about sensual type of stuff, man, and real relationship stuff, bro. When you were coming up, how are things different from the way you were coming up as to now as the way a man would approach a woman?
I think that now, whether you want to call it morals or whatever it has come to the point where you don't have to try to woo a lot of ladies anymore. The dance of getting to know her and to woo her, so to speak, and that's an old word, I'm showing my age with that one, it seems to be gone. Everything is just instant, like everything else in life today. You're just so blunt and direct. It's like the romance is gone. You see somebody and that spark hits, then it's like it automatically registers that y'all going to get it in tonight or the next night. You know, it's like it's no questions to it, nothing leading up to it. I don't know.
I know coming up as a young man, you wish it was that way.
Kind of, sort of, you did. The hormonal you would say yes. But then in hindsight, no. Because this is the reason we have some of the problems that we face now with the single parenting going on and the lack of marriages and all that stuff. This is the fallout from that.
You know what, Paul, when I was going to school, man, the young women always said they were virgins. Even the ones that you knew was out there, and you can go in the bathroom and read the names in the stalls and all the rest of that type of stuff, they all claimed virgin because that was the place that you want to be at. Nowadays, it's a little bit different. The kids get ragged on if the other kids find out that they're virgins. The kids will give them a hard time and haze them and all the rest of that type of stuff.
Yeah. That's the part right there. That it's no longer a badge of honor to have been patient to hold out before you share something so intimate of yourself with somebody else. It's looked down upon. It's crazy. It's like we're in bizarro world or something.
Oh man, I'm glad you said it that way, man. Because it's definitely giving bizarro.
Definitely is.
Man, so what can we do as two, three able-minded human beings about this way that this graph is running? What can a person do to go ahead and actually find somebody nowadays, man?
I wrote a piece a while back. It's called Wait. God's got somebody for every one of us walking this earth, the perfect one, the one that's destined to last a lifetime with. But we got to stop hunting. We got to sit back, trust him, and wait. That's the hardest thing, because he will bring that one to you. I mean, sure, you work on yourself, because what might be holding you back from getting that perfect person is you're not ready to receive them yet. So we need to work on ourselves to make us the best us that we can be for God to give that best meat for us to have. But like I say, today's society, everything is instantaneous. So we don't have the time to wait or the desire to wait. And, you know, I guess we just have to live what we talk. And perchance someone will see that in us and it will take root, because lip service is a thing of the past. People don't want to hear what you got to say, because people can talk a good talk. They want to see how you live your life.
Brother, with that being said, the mic is yours.
Thank you, King. I just jotted this down while I was listening to the program, so it's fresh ink. And it's, for me, a very, very, very short piece, but it's called True Love. Do you see how much any more things are not as they appear to be? Not what it's presented to be? Not what it was actually supposed to be? Now, I've experienced so much of the convoluted, misconstrued falsifications spewed these days, proving that in so many instances, we have lost our way. And it's evidenced by the things we do and the things we say. Yet, still, even in this masked facade of existence, there is something that shines brightly and uncompromised, capable of birthing epileptic emotions and sensations, soul birth ejaculations of cerebral seizures of ecstasy. Something unprecedentedly birthed from the fusion of your everything becoming as one with me, completely and willingly. Mm-hmm. Mental reservations have been erased. The heretofore experienced perfect pulsations pulsating unto a righteously virginal orgasmic rejuvenation of love and trust. Euphoric quivers and tintillations flooding to the point that you must bust in a kaleidoscope of lights, as if from God's first view of his stars and heavily illuminated constellations. Nova-esque temperatures arise as galaxies pass before your deliciously diluted eyes, and tears cascade, sparking flames of a soul-filling jubilation, undescribable, as all that perfectly physically non-physical blessing became. When God blessed us to experience what was, when true love was given a name and peace.
The poets tonight have been so deep in the pocket, man. We didn't expect nothing like this tonight. We was going to take whatever came our way. But the way that you guys have been talking about these poems. Oh, my goodness, man. I was ready for the had the water cannons and everything ready, man. Y'all get some key right in here. Talk to us about
that's
that
what
piece, man. That was a dive, man.
I mean, it's, I don't know. Like I said, when I heard the theme of the show, I was saying, what, you know, like one of those color purple moments. What us going to do? You know, but, you know, it's, and it kind of touches in with that question that you asked me. You know, back in the day, things was a little different, you know, because I know many a night that I just, you know, because of innocent interactions with the young lady that, you know, sparks was there. It was just like that moment, you know. You walk home with your chest out, your head held high. You felt like a man. And you hadn't even done nothing. But sat there and just got to know each other, got to merge together a little bit, to build together, you know.
That's when I thought the marriage came in. When you know, when it was like that. You was thinking about being with that person forever, man.
Yes. Early in the day, you had already picked out who was going to be your wife.
Right, but at least that's what the mind state was. I don't think they have these baby dolls no more, and the baby dolls have the little mock weddings or the easy bake ovens or the guys. The little boy has the Bob the Builder set and all the rest of that. I don't know what's going on right now.
It's either unisex or asexual because they don't want to offend anybody. So everything has got to be politically correct, and it needs to be a political reject. But man, it is what it is.
Yes, sir. Gina, what you think about that poem, lady?
Well, for one, I wasn't ready. There's some language in there that I've never heard. This man did some emotions that were amazing. The kind of connections that everybody's been talking about is exactly what is central about intimacy versus sex. Hey, that's a beautiful thing, Paul. I wasn't ready. I'm definitely going to be listening to the replays because so many questions. See that? It would take all night. Yeah.
That's
so,
beauty.
Wait, you could jot this down though during the course of the show.
Yeah.
And you say you don't freestyle. That, yeah, that's all my Lord, there's a game. You gave it to us first. You didn't need to run it through. You just spit it. That's a freestyle. You wrote it down so it was a key style, but I'm just saying that's exactly the process. You did that. And like Jared,
that couldn't have been easy, though.
I'm just going to be calm. So beautiful. Man, that was there were layers.
See, there's no
he was doing explosions and eruptions and the rest of that.
You know, if you've ever read the book in the Bible, the Songs of Solomon, it's a love story. It's erotic, it's sensual, it's love-filled. And the imagery in that is just astounding. So God never said that love had to be boring, that sex even had to be boring. He did lay down some guidelines. You need to be married and you know, so on and so forth. But the sky's the limit when you do it. And that's what you get when you do it according to his will.
Man, you know what, Paula?
I sure hope to experience
I had some cousins. We all came up pretty religious when I was a kid. And one of my cousins went ahead and stuck with it, man. He didn't get out there and he didn't sow his wild oats and the rest of that. He got with his fiance. No, he got with his girlfriend, then his fiance, and then his wife. And this was all the same woman. And mm-hmm. he really cherished that. And I could see that he was different because of that also, without all the mingling and all the mixing and the things yeah. that you go ahead and learn in that process. Yeah, man, I take my hat off to folks that can go ahead and walk that road. I take my hat off to folks that can walk that road as men, especially when a man says, "No, I'm remaining celibate for right now." What may have whatever their reason is for doing that, man. I have taken my hat off to them dudes because they're right there for one to go ahead and do it is one thing, but then to go ahead and say that in this society is another thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because you're putting yourself out as a bullseye.
Yeah, man.
You become a target. But there's still those that believe enough.
That is true. That is true. And you know, hopefully tonight's show will go ahead and help those people as well. I know people here, like, essentially, like, oh, it's going to get a little wet and a little hard and this and that. No, no. We're going to talk about some real adult things as this go down.
That's right. That's right. There's nothing wrong with it. Look, you always have to remain teachable.
Yeah. Paul, appreciate you for coming in here, brother. We're going to have to go ahead and do that pop-up thing again. And, man, I hope all the best to you. Y'all got to go over here and check this man out on Sunday, in which he's about to give you all the details about that. Go over there and check out Paul. Paul, I'm going to give you the runway, brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, King. This coming Sunday, y'all have to come through. We're featuring none other than Sincere. And the first time I heard this young man spit a piece, I was just, like, blown away. But I'm not even going to go on and on and on about it. If you're curious, and because you've never heard it before, the only way you're going to hear it is to call in 319-527-6300, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. For myself and Mr. Alonso, so I said we'll be hosting Sincere. And this is, of course, a profanity-free praise and poetry platform. So come on through, get your praise on, get your poetry on, and let some iron sharpen iron. And with that, one love, one mic, and God bless you all.
Take care, brother.
One love, one mic.
Oh. All right. So what do you think about the events that have been happening tonight, Gina?
It's been amazing. I really have enjoyed it. The pop-ups, there's something different about a pop-up. It's so scheduled. You know, the show is scheduled, but kind of up the glass. I like these different combinations and the pop-ups that have been taking place. So I'm happy we got to do this. This has been dope.
Sweet. Well, we're about to go ahead and slide on over to 213. 213, how about you? You've been waiting patiently here.
Hi, how are you guys doing today? This is Candy, Candy Baby.
Candy Baby is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Candy Baby, how have you been doing? Because since you came on the Clubhouse, I imagine that quite a few things may have changed for you, at least as far as poetically being.
I'm doing wonderful. Poetry is really good to me. I never call myself a poet. I always tell people I'm a creator. My novel is being finished up right now as we speak. It's in the editing process before publishing, and I've really been introducing myself to people as a writer. So, a lot of that is thanks to Clubhouse. Like, I started hitting open mics locally where I'm at in LA, but Clubhouse has a big influence on my delivery, my pen, and yeah, you guys have pushed me through the app. I appreciate it.
You've been pushing us too by doing all the stuff you're doing. Like, oh no, she can't come in here like that. And we got to go ahead and get our game back up. This young lady right here, she come here doing everything. So best believe it's reciprocal. You know, as you're out there doing your thing, and we see you doing your thing, we be rooting for you to go ahead and succeed, because that is how you breathe new life into an organization or to a platform.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Wait, hold on.
What do you?
No, it was so funny. As soon as I turned the mic on, everyone came this way. They said, she's talking. Let's run in here. All right, I'm outside.
You got a bunch of performers in the making.
I do.
Is that an open mic, Mama? Let me get a piece of that. Oh, no, no, Junior. I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and give you the runway. And after you get done, oh, I'm sorry about that. Gina, get on in here and talk to Candy Baby. You know, act like you don't know no Candy Baby. Well, I'm up here hogging the mic like I don't know yet.
I had my blinker on. Candy Baby knows I love her. I'm a fan. I'm very proud of you. Everything that you're doing is amazing. Continuously do what you do. And your star is just beginning to rise and to shine. You had it in you all along. You just didn't trust the process, and I'm glad you did. And you got to experience it for what you have tonight. So that's it. Welcome
Thank
to Saturday. This is a pop-up.
You're welcome. Okay, you guys were talking about love, so I pulled out, like, one of my only love pieces. I don't have a variety of love pieces yet. This one is called Soul Ties.
All right, with that being said, the mic is yours.
I told him, take my soul. And his reply was, I'm not that guy. Your soul's for the Most High. It's your heart I desire. Wonder struck by the essence of your beauty and not what meets the eye. The richness of your spirit, soothe and kindred. There's a portal to a dimension I want to take you to visit. Introduce you to another world where our falls are caught by the softness of clouds, tears, water, plants that feeds infinite growth, pains, nectar, sweet and savory. Love's ordained by praise and worship. When we make love, our bodies echo trumpets of the angels. I'm not that guy who's hooves are masked in sheep's cloth. I cast no stone, for I am not without sin. So your past holds no bars. Anew is the life that is ours, beckoned in the glory of our Lord. Transgressions attached to ghosts of soul, past soul ties, sanctioned, exiled in the binds of God's mercy. He made me for you. She made you for me. Our love is in the image of the Creator. Candy Baby, in peace.
Wow.
This is a very intimate piece right here, Candy Baby. All right. Let me go ahead and unpack some of these things you had in there, because you had a secondary story that was moving from the beneath the ground on this one here. You came out with, I told you to take my soul, and he immediately said, I'm not that guy. Who was this guy that you were actually talking to in this piece?
I had a conversation with a guy that I like a lot. I don't know where it's going. But we were talking about soul snatching. And in the conversation, he was like, well, no one should be attempting to snatch anyone's soul because love is supposed to be ordained by God. And your soul is God's. It's not for me to take. I can't take that. I can have the human form of you, but I can't have your soul. And I thought that was quite intriguing, and it motivated the beginning of the piece. And I started, because I never thought about it that way. Like, I never looked at it that way, and I've never had a conversation with a man who actually said something like that. Like, I've heard guys say, I put God first, but it was something about the way he said it, and he meant it. Like, God comes first. If this isn't blessed by God, you can't move forward, and that would make it not blessed by God. And that was kind of, that was powerful to me. Little does he know, he hasn't heard the piece.
I heard you say powerful, but in that moment when you had put that out there, And then his reply was what it was. What was that thought process like at that time, in that moment? What is there
in
any
that moment,
fear there? Was any, yeah.
It was. It was like, is this person real? He not real. I was like, he's not real. I still don't think he's real. That's why I'm kind of guarded. I'm really jaded and moving forward because it seems too good to be true. Usually in my life when things seem too good to be true, they usually are.
You know what I'd be saying down there at the small house? Just because I touched it, it's going to become something. Not because I touched it, it ain't going to work. I ain't believe that. Especially if you see an opportunity like this. When me and my wife had got together, I was at a certain place in my life. I wasn't really ready to settle down. But my wife was really ready to settle down. And she did the things necessary in order for that to happen. But if it had been left up to me, I was probably might be still miserable right now because I was out there running the streets very hard. This, I liked how you went ahead and took that thing that happened and looked at it. And it sounded like in that very moment, you had looked at it as well, too. It spawned this beautiful piece. Gina, what do you think about this?
I love that. I love the fact that it's from real life. Whenever I hear poems that were inspired by a conversation or, you know, a joke or, you know what I mean, just something in real life that you can think back at that moment, how you felt at that time, what you were thinking. Like you said, that was intriguing to you. So it sparked your pain. That was inspirational, and that's beautiful. So I love that in and of itself, but the way that you described it was also amazing because I think, you know what, some people just have the foresight, not just so much to say the right thing, but to say the right thing at the right time. Does that make sense? Exactly what you needed to hear, and that gave you the inspiration for the piece. So it was a win all around. I understand being guarded, but don't be jaded. Be open. Be open.
I'll try. That's hard. That's a baby step.
That's all you can do is try. That's all you can do is try.
Oh, I'm about to hit you with something right now, then. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Have another love form. Go in. And the reason why I say that is because you know what love is not when love ain't doing what it's supposed to be doing. And you know what love is or your expectations of what love should be doing. You can go ahead and write to that and you understand love beautifully. This piece right here showed that moment, that shift, that right there is a shift like that, a realization like that. It stays with you for a long time. Even after you forget where you didn't got it from, that realization stays with you for a long time.
Okay. I'll do my homework. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Take care. Keep knocking it out, too.
Thank you so much.
All
I appreciate
right.
the space.
Oh,
love you, love
shoot.
You.
It's a...
Boom. One love, one mic.
All right. Let's
awesome.
Go ahead and... Oh.
I love that.
I know. We can just... Everybody raise their hand. That's what's going to happen. We got 55 minutes. We're going to drag this old dude up in here, man. 445, how about you?
What it do?
Oh, Shala Labosa. How'd you get here?
What it do? I didn't hear the beeping sound. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I didn't hear the, what's the name? What's going on?
Man, how you doing, man? You know, this is a treat, man. This
What's
a treat
on?
Right
I
here.
I press one for real.
Yeah, you press one for real. I ain't gonna just drag you up in here. I promise you.
I don't know if you've done that before, bro. I don't know if you've done it a couple times.
No, well, that was probably when I was early on in my career. I know better than that now, man.
You're crazy. Never been
What's going
on, bro?
With you, bro?
Hey, man, I'm just enjoying life, man, and you know. I'm just chilling, seriously, man, loving the poetry that I've been hearing, you know, wanting to partake in it for the longest time, but, you know, how life can be, you know, sometimes. Man, I heard Paul really got me kind of hype up in that joint. Candy Baby, I love that piece that I heard, love. That was beautiful. But I heard, you know, I've been inspired. I'm just sitting here and allowing the inspiration to fill me up, man. It flows through me, and it's a beautiful thing. Hello, Gina with a J. Is it a G? I'm not sure. I can't spell.
It's a G.
Is it G or a J? I don't know. She knows I love her, though.
It's on mute right now.
Yeah, it sure is. It always is. It'll be here on Monday. Takes her a while to warm up.
Wait, I can hear y'all.
Oh, damn. What's up, baby? What is new? Hi, Gene Tug. It's been a long time, Gene.
You're lucky I love you. I don't know about this character, so I'll be how they do it with my poetry with, but I love me some you, sir.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to hear your voice. Glad you're here.
Oh, y'all thank see you, Jacob.
Of course I was talking on mute. Of course I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, they can't hear me. Let me.
Better
yep.
late than never,
okay.
Gina. Y'all, that's her.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to show up.
You sound so good when you unmuted, Gina. When you allow yourself to be unmuted. It is a beautiful thing.
Oh, man, y'all is killing me tonight.
Yeah, especially since your name is part of the show. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah. It's nice to be heard. I'm glad. Yeah.
How have you been enjoying the show, man?
I've been enjoying it highly, bro. Seriously, that's what got me. I don't remember pressing one, though. But,
you did, most definitely. Next time I'm going to screenshot it and send it to you as I'm pressing yours.
Yeah,
yes, sir. I can make that happen.
I think you just brought me in here personally, but it's okay. I don't mind
talking
to the people.
Whatever it takes, man. You ain't left yet.
You see.
And before you leave, I'd just like you to know these were not my thoughts. Just saying.
Well, I don't think it is, Gina. With a J, G.
Even with a G.
G, yes. Thank you. But I really have been listening in, and I've been loving what I'm hearing, and that's why I'm still here. You know, I'm still here because I've been inspired, man. It's been one of those days. I can't even tell you how time has passed for me during this day, but it's been a good day. It hasn't been negative. It's been all positive, and it led up to this moment. You know, poetry, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. And you know what? Those tracks, you know what? I think I was asleep when I woke up to you actually playing a track by me. Seriously,
I fell asleep.
Yeah, I called in. You know, I'm kind of old, so I can use that as an excuse. That I called in, and I was listening because it was a pleasurable moment. You know how you relax and you're just listening to something? You were playing music. And I woke up to you playing Unfulfilled. And I was like, wow,
yeah.
I never heard you play that one. You usually play Temptation to Death. You play it over and over again, Temptation, God.
That's a theme song. It's not called Playing to Death. It's called Staying on Brand.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know it was your theme song.
Mm-hmm.
But I woke up and I heard you playing Unfulfilled. I said, whoa, that's kind of, what's the name right there? I heard Paul Clancy.
It's kind of fly, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was kind of cool listening to you, hearing yourself outside yourself, you know what I'm saying? I heard Paul Cram up here kicking it. I think I heard Danielle Miss Pearly earlier up in the program before I passed out. I think I passed out while listening to her voice. She is so sexy.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can only say almost so much.
You don't say much. I'll say the words. You disagree. Yeah, but, you know, the whole show, man, like I say, has been a vibe, you know.
Yeah.
And vibes affect me. I'm affected by vibration. And the vibe's been beautiful, man. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. But one thing is, it is relaxing. And I've been relaxing as I've been listening, you know.
You know what, man? We didn't know how this was going to go ahead and go. We went ahead and threw our hat out there. But we've been establishing with the love and heartbreak, man, that, you know, that we're in a certain lane. And this everybody's been coming in. They've been smashing it, man. And then the conversations afterwards have been, man, they have been killing it, bro. This is a replay worth getting in there and checking out, man.
Let me ask you something, bro. Let me ask you something. You said they've been doing Love and Heartache. What do you find yourself receiving more of? Are you receiving more love or heartache? Is it a mixture? What's going on with that? How do you feel about that?
I think love is winning so far. But, I mean, man, on that mixtape that I had, I ain't have that many people bringing me heartbreak poems, man. I know it's some heartbreak out here, man.
Come on now. People are lying if they ain't putting it out there.
I ain't going to call them that much, but they sure didn't tell the truth in here.
I'll say it for you, bro. I ain't scared.
Okay.
Hey, do you think that people are afraid to share that side of them, the heartache when love's gone wrong type shit?
Because stuff is happening bad to you. A lot of people might not even be ready to go ahead and deal with that level of trauma, man.
To deal with the truth of that, you know? Well, the thing is, we're poets, we're writers. Some of the things that I think we can recite might not be about us personally, but I think, you know, our personal experiences do guide our pen. You know, it's a little bit of truth in everything. But I think some people might feel ashamed that, they might think I went through this, or feel ashamed that to let people know that I went through this, if it is about them, you know. But I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there, you know.
Hey, man, if you know somebody who's up to it, send them on in here. With that being said, brother, but we about to go ahead and get you the mic for right now. We got a Soul Train line kicking off in this round.
I used to be a poet like last year, you know, but somebody did my poetry card was taken from me. You know,
I feel you on that, man. I ain't going to need pressure on that because I know that's a real thing because my card is currently missing.
My card is currently missing.
I have it in spurts, but it ain't. I can't rely on it like that for real. Not right now.
I just heard you spit a piece the other day, though. Seriously.
Yeah, it was going then, wasn't it?
You was with the pastor. You was with Pastor Paul.
Yeah, man. He brought that piece out of me, man. You know how certain people can go ahead and bring a piece out of you, man.
Yeah, y'all was killing it. Y'all had a good show. What was that, Saturday?
Thursday, the Get Down.
The Get Down with Pastor Paul and Jess Gay. Yup, I heard y'all.
Man, you know what? It'd be terrible for me to press you about this, but do you really have a piece, man? Or could you, muster a piece up for whatever reason? Or is it too early to let you out the hyperbaric chamber?
All right. Okay, look. I'm going to do something, man. You always do me to put this on me when I call
I know, man. I mean, you just talked about this, too, and I still did it.
Yeah, you did, and you did it anyway. This is why I like you to start talking to Gina. With a J. I'm going
to
do this for Gina.
Due to the ongoing bullying by my partner, I will be... This was my pleasure.
She threw me under the bus.
I like what she did.
So we're going to be the low key. We need four of the four. Thanks, Gina. That's what I'm here for.
She speaks
I might
words.
Be talking on you, but when you can hear me, you're going to work.
Yeah. That's a baseball
but
voice.
That being
it's
said, sir,
yes,
the mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm going to try to do this. This is the prelude to a poem. Life. Life giggles a sweet and succulent piece, bittersweet, sugary. Yet to me it's an inside joke unshared because no one's laughing over here. This place holds no one who cares. Real and truthful feelings are kept someplace over there. Someplace over there, elsewhere, somewhere elsewhere, kept to self, all about self. So many are selfish, the wounded are ticklish, waiting on love and to be tickled. They long to giggle. Uncaring are those with their nose up and blemish full of shit, masquerading dummies, hypocrites. What the fuck is so funny? I find this humorous, this, as they run down like streams, as they run down like streams, cascade water falling down the face of the brokenhearted. These are the tears of a clown. The tears of a clown. The tears of a clown. Everything loves to that it would be everything to me. That fresh breath blown into me, that gave new life to me. See, love said that I wouldn't need eyes to see it. Love said that I would know it by the careless whispers in ears prepared to hear it. Longing's song. Longing's song, wanting's symphony. Yet still I be haunted by heartache's unwanted melody. On a constant repeat haunting me, love's a mirage, this intangible thing hard to see. Its visual escapes me, elusive, slippery. So in a mirror, the tears of a clown run down, painted on, staring back at me, big red nose, honk, honk. Funny, love can be. Love can also be silly. I find it painful, mostly. Love said that it would be there for me. Once plentiful, now there's nothing left but poverty. Wasn't worth the arrow Cupid shot into me. The tears of a clown forever reminds me how funny love can be when no one's laughing, really. Yet smiling to hide behind the shame and agony. Synonymous love and misery be. Ha, ain't that funny? I've often wondered why willows weep. Weeping willows, dandies lying, violets blue, skies gray, sometimes blue too. The rose so beautiful. But roses die too. It's all seasonal. So is happiness. So if you're in possession of it under the spell of its magic, enjoy it while you have it before love sings its songs of fantasies and shit that'll never happen. Life's a circus. And painted on are the tears of a fucking clown. The tears of a clown. For real. From the Book of Chocolate, poems of love, life, and circumstances. Boy, for real. In peace.
Ooh! He be doing things, man. Yeah. Bro, what be wrong with you sometime, man?
Yeah.
I was taking notes. It took me so long to cipher that first line. I think I might got it. Stop me if I don't. Hold on. Oh, damn. You had me writing, bro. Life giggles a sweet and succulent peace. Help me out, brother. Can we hear that first line again?
Life giggles a sweet and succulent peace. Bittersweet, sugary. Yet to me, it's an inside joke unshared because no one's laughing over here. This place holds no one who cares. Real and truthful feelings are kept somewhere over there. Somewhere elsewhere.
Bro, I don't know what be going on in your mind sometime, man. Your job be off the deep edge, man. It'd be so precise. Even the honk honk in there, man. You dropped it hard, man. You had us swaying in this joker, man. From feelings of longing, feelings of ache, laughing, empathizing. Gina, what do you have for real, man?
It's a white long sleeve jacket that the arms tie in the back. It buckles for your safety. I'm very stylish. Cause yeah, you were nuts.
Straight jacket.
That was great.
Was that a straight jacket she's describing?
Oh, double straight jacket.
Mm-hmm. Double straight jackets.
Mm-hmm. I tell you this,
bro.
Hey, thank you both, man. But I tell you this, on the other side of love, when you when it's going bad, it can make you feel that way. And I've had times where it went bad, and I was left to feel a certain way. I felt like I had worn that mask, and that red nose, that big red nose, was real. And I felt like an ass for doing the right thing, for being a good person, for being, and not saying that I was the best in all the relationships I was in. You know, we all have our quirks. But when you go into a relationship full blast, on purpose, in purpose, attempting to be to do the right things within this relationship, and you're fucked over, therefore, there becomes the tears of the clown, and you feel like you're wearing the tears of the clown. You're wearing that clown's mask, and the tears are for real. You know? So when I spit that pain, I feel like the mask is actually on, and I become that clown.
I can see.
And speaking on it, right now, I feel what it feels like. I remember what it feels like to be fucked over by love. You know, so
man,
that's my dedication to pain, heartache, and pain for you guys right there.
How much of your life points do it take when you got to do a piece like that, then, man?
Hey, man, sometimes one piece ain't enough. So, you know. There's many pieces, man. The actual fact of the matter is that my the book that I'm working on now, y'all got me getting emotional in here. The book I'm working on is based on that type of love, the love that really nobody wants to talk about, the after effects of love, being in it, giving it all, not receiving it, you know, love that's not on equal terms. It's a book based on that. Poetry is based on that. The book is
Check out
chocolate.
The book, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate.
Check out that book. And then where can they find that, man?
Amazon, or where books are sold. Chocolate, Forms of Life, Love, and Circumstances.
Man, I already know that's gonna be a good read. I gotta go ahead and get that, bro. I tell you what, man, you didn't stretch it out to the point. We didn't gotta go ahead and get into the speed round. This has been a great day. Let me go ahead. 540. I need to holler at you. 540. All right. 334.
Yes,
how
here.
About you? Oh,
hey,
is that Mama Donna?
No, this is
Mama. One of y'all, Mama Donna. I'm gonna tell you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa,
I'm
how
Mama
you doing? I'm Mama Donna too. It's a little Mama Donna in all of us. All right, 518. I think I know who this gentleman is.
He was good.
Mojave is here to tell me to stop doing sensual poetry. I'm in the wrong lane.
I'm never about that.
609, how about you? Divine Inspiration, Paul. We're going to leave your mic open for a hot minute, but we're about to get into the speed round, y'all. Gwen C., I see your hand is still up. This is going to be the fieriest speed round ever to do a speed round. You still there, Gwen?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
All right, you going to be able to get in this speed round, lady?
Yes.
All right, we're about to kill it. We don't have much time either. 251, Hiram, sir.
Yep.
You ready to go, bro?
Let's rock.
Man, let's do this, man. And last but never the least, we got La Perla Negra. I'm doing the merengue over here.
Yeah.
You're doing something.
I'm here.
I did forget a dun-dun-dun-dun. All right, y'all. I'm about to close everybody's mic. For real, would you be able to go for another round, sir?
Hey, brother, I'm going to fall back, man.
All right, well, you're going to have time because I was going to make you go last. But if you change your mind in between that, brother,
okay.
You can go ahead and go.
All right.
If there's
that.
A pause and we hear nothing from you, then we know that you didn't want to go, sir.
All righty. Well, love.
All right. Closing these mics. Gina, you there?
I'm here and Paul's back as well.
All right. You ready to go ahead? Say it again.
Paul said he's back.
All right. Let me go ahead and holler at Paul. Hey, Paul, you in the speed round, sir?
Yes, sir. I got it pulled up. I'm ready to go.
All right, brother. Let's go. All right, Gina. I'm going to go ahead and put you on the heavenly couch there. And we're going to go ahead and kick this off with some lips.
It's our last night together. The last time I will pour my love all over you. And you will swim in my ocean for one last moment. My heart is breaking for all the dreams that will die tonight. But it must be so. Because in spite of the fact that I'm completely in love with you, you can't feel it. Because for you, this was a stop on a journey. And for me, it was the fulfillment of all my lost dreams. See, I could see our silver-haired images watching our grandkids play. But you only saw my warmth as a safe haven from your current storm. And now that the clear light of day has come, you're ready to move on. I should have known better. I know no one falls in love with the hospital that heals them. So tonight, I'll spread my healing balm on every part of you and send you back into the world whole while I'm yet crumbling into ruin. Because no matter how much I tried, I could never be all you truly wanted. Your happily ever after has no space for me. For you, I was the motel where you rested and renewed for the next leg of your travels. But while you prepared for your next move, I got mesmerized by your charm. Dazzled by your smile and hypnotized by the feel of your skin on mine. And I fooled myself into believing that you were speaking of me when you talked of your future. In the moon shadows of my bed, I let myself believe that the things you did to my body were the way you loved me, not just the carnal fulfillment of lust and convenience. So I'll try to stop wanting you to see me as the love you were meant to find, and I'll take this last entanglement for what it is, whispers in the wind, fleeting moments never meant to last. So as the curtain covers the proscenium art of this production, I will tearfully take my final bow. The performance is over for you. Even as I thought the play was real, and I'll watch you walk off stage. Production over. Bring up the house light. And I'll stand in this spotlight alone and try to find the strength to exit stage left. Praying this is the last time I fall for a playwright and not the real prince meant for my life. Because I know now that no matter what or how I try, I can't make you love me. This is lit, and you've just been service.
Come, stroll the record store, dust albums off, let sun reflect on the covers as your eyes dissect them as you do me. My spoken word speaks to you from within music. We are often melancholy, circumstantial, evasive happiness with a touch of sad. We spin and spin. You are the needle. Without you, I do not play. Your persistence flows. You drive that shit. Like motorcycles I was raised upon, yet I do not love to ride. But with you, I jump on. The way you strengthen me empowers me to hold tight. Gasping at our adoration and for our breath, we speed together, then we slow. I wear shades simply to refute the blaze of your red flags, like the one where you love me deeply, proven by your statement, I ain't made love like that in a long, long time. But just like some believe God is a woman, you love the boss, the woman, the God in me, but not the skin, the white on me. Yet I so valiantly hold you. Books you've given me I place near my face for a scent of you. Memories I tried to spread like Nina said to Darius. Gather up each sound you left behind and stretch them on my bed. Cause my mind cherishes every glimpse of you. For years we've danced around our bullshit. Our twin flames ignited. Fire, nonstop. Like Nina and Darius, our hearts long ago melted together, making one out of us. We steam, though not visible on the surface, hidden, but love has driven us to a place in which we can't hide nor escape. We are scrambled eggs made into omelet. You love Vita Gwen Z, and I love your flavor. When I slip, you slide for each other. We play the role of savor. Damn, we savor. Each other's art and the art of each other. Our dreams, what we create in them sheets, our minds function from two brains, blood pumps bumping the same beat. Essentially, we're one heart. We love the same shit. We love to fuck with ambition. I mean, I love ambition so much that some been known to mention I'm difficult. So this is the first time I've ever said I aim to please. And it's because you are my sanctuary. But your piece doesn't work or exist without my poetry. In peace.
Young lady? Excuse me, miss. Hello? I have a moment, queen? Yo, shorty, what's good? Oh, so now you recognize who it was I was addressing. What took you so long for it to dawn on you that I was speaking to you? I'm so sorry you've been conditioned to think so little of yourself that you didn't think I could have been speaking to you, that the term young lady or queen could not have been meant for you, as if you no longer realize your wealth. You seem to have forgotten you were blessed by God, chosen to be his vessel to usher forth new life, a queen to be honored, respected, protected, and sought after to share life as a wife. You are the diamond
that compliments any man who is blessed to share your space. You are God's masterpiece, a true work of art. From your strong, unbreakable spirit to your loving, compassionate, beautiful face, you were created after man because we need your uncompromising loyalty, your unique way of supporting your man, of enriching your man, of walking side by side with your man, yet relinquishing when need be so that your man can be the man he was created to be. Don't you ever belittle yourself by thinking a term of respect was not meant for you. Remember, you are the song to the key of life, the wind beneath man's wings. Realize who you are. Stop settling for less. Quit accepting the court jester and demand your king. You are beautifully, royally, and divinely created. You are much more than the gold between your thighs. You are a woman, the twinkle in the Creator's eyes. Be true to those attributes. Stop merely being mated or mounted like the female dog some punks may refer to you as. Retain and maintain your dignity and all of your class, not relegating yourself to a piece, to being just a momentary piece of ask, no demand to be respected, and leave it if it's refused. You are too vital to creation to allow or accept being used. So next time you hear, young lady, or excuse me, miss, be sure to respond, because your king, you may have just missed. And yet, on the other hand, when referred to in a demeaning way, consider the source. Rise high above it. Remember, you are a princess or a queen who is above that misguided, disrespectful ish, one who should never stoop low or compromise her position or dignity just to be accepted by some knucklehead approaching you sleazily. You are that elusive, sought-after, mythical fountain of youth. It is from your essence and nurturing that our offspring are produced. Queens, if I may speak for my gender just this one time, I would apologize for our lapse in appreciating your worth and pray you be restored to your throne. But know that if the males in your life won't value you, step off and realize you're much better off alone. Although I don't believe alone would be for long, because every king needs a queen. Hold out, queen. Be true to your creation and your incredible, both seen and the unseen. No longer should you compromise, helping mankind to reach the skies. You have that ability, that task, and the strength. Don't you realize that to the male species and the world, you were mercifully heaven sent? You don't now or ever did need a man to validate your life. You were created to compliment him, not as a jump off, but as a wife, not as a baby mama or his side John or his hoe. You are his blessing from God. And it is past time that you act like you know. Remember the purpose you were given in life, to be a companion to your man. That does not mean you are a disposable commodity. You are our equal and our strength. You are what enables man to stand. You can't allow yourself to be objectified. Spread your wings and together we can fly. We can soar to greatness together. But only if you are who you were created to be, a queen, royalty. Titanium has met its match. You are the backbone to all men. Remember where you came from, and please, queen, become that strength again. Boom.
She's elegant with her views. She inspires with her personality. She's knowledgeable in her fields. She exudes originality. She's the source of spirituality, making bitter days a little sweeter. How are you, sister, queen, goddess? That's what I say when I greet her. And I'm always happy to see her. In spite of her sacred geometrical features, once she smiles, I go deeper. That is, if she doesn't take me there. Oceanic ethereal layers, the place that provides the vehicle for prayers. I get lost in the moment and easily forget all my cares and basket of beauty, which is on a phenomenal scale. My imagination is hell. I envision us a beautiful pair. I'm hearing wedding bells salute me after lifting the veil. Unfortunately, I have to come back to earth to collect myself. I want to say hello, but the thought of doing so is taking my breath. Saying I'm a mess. Even when she's gone, her presence is felt. Just for her being who she is, she makes me want to give her my best. Because she is my truth and my savior, my alpha and my omega, my world and my spaceship, my seasoning and my flavor, my stillness and my changes, my urgency and my patience, my now and my forever, my sunshine and my shader. For her, I changed up my behavior and consoled my moral compass. Whosoever dares to attack her prominence will feel my dominance. All the way up there on that pedestal, that's where she belongs at. Above the clouds and among the gods, that's where her throne at. Soft and tender, divine in all her splendor. She pours out blessings from the seal of heaven's window. She's the real deal, ain't no need for no pretending. And if she's forgotten, then I'm here to help her remember. It's that simple. She's a bountiful treasure, nothing lesser. Degenerate knuckleheads are tired of trying to degrade her, to sex her. Those bottom feeders would rather drag her to the bottom than to catch on to her patterns and to set up to her level. They want to make her hurt because they're low as dirt. But she knows her worth. She shakes them off like a boss to continue her search. They want to say she's rude, crude, and has an attitude because she refused to entertain dudes with psychotic entitlement issues. Brother, take off your blinders and peep her standards. You can't disrespect the queens without being reprimanded. With full hips, lips, soft fingertips, she's a gift. The creator's spaceship, she was fully loaded and equipped. She got my blood rushing, but I'm not less than nothing. I want to show her that I am worthy of trusting. I have full intentions of keeping her flustered and blushing like teenagers do when they're in puppy love and crushing. Her love is nourishing, gentle, pure, fierce, and sweet. I felt validated when she chose to share that with me. She encourages me, makes me believe I can climb the highest peaks, and if I'm lacking, she got my back and provide for me, ain't she something? She is the original woman. I refuse to settle for less, for anything less. It's only human. Thank you.
If you ask me, what does a kiss mean? It is like asking me how it feels to breathe. How careful your lips loaded into mine, the hesitation while holding back your passion, worried about overflow and promise and vow. Who would you be? Your character versus your desire, enough to make your imagination perspire. You feel the wet gather in the space between your thighs, and you have to feel what my arms feel like around your waist. How you fit, my fingertips editing your sensual energy, cascading the impulses of your want, almost overriding your need. Gentle, tender, this kiss is unsteady, like a baby's first steps. You want to know what it is to run, feel the heat within your lungs as I reflect off the pool that is your eyes. Your nervous exhale. Me touching you in the middle of your back, it collects arousal, and you will ask, how does he know my body? Cherish it like a familial. Want your moan to become my totem. Ask spirit to bless and protect this feeling, this touch. You ask me again for another explosion, a shelling that gives the battlefield of our lips cover so that our soldiers engage. The discovery of our sensual geography await for the peace, that conclusion of cataclysmic reaction, of mental and orgasmic satisfaction. Come closer so that I may know thee, and what I have can wait until you feel your fate, and I don't want you with worry, nor am I desperate with hurry. The space I occupy is manifest destiny. And when I go forth, each step moves me closer to you. Your kiss is an open door, a warm bath and a candle burning with incense and a glass of wine, the taste of fruit fed to a waiting mouth, a deep hug with transfer of energy, and all of it easy. With how speak the body of our bless, the sweetness is timeless. And while I miss your kiss, your smile, your energy, how you cover me in such a way that your voice comforts me, makes me stand tall and proud, gets me in my feels, feeling the love that you generate and radiate. How I wake up with you on my mind, this smile in my heart, and yes, indeed, I'm always in need because I miss my love, your warmth, the way you meditate over me, push my chakras, push your love, your yoni energy, keeping me enthralled, the whispering of your spirit like melody. How my heart dances for you, foxtrots. My heart dances for you, foxtrots. Waltz, merengue, you kiss with lips shaped like they were made for me. Hug like you were breathing air, lay next to me, making dreams true like sunrises are orange red to the sunlit skies that are blue. And all I can say is I miss you. You are the part that completes my whole, the rhythm of my soul. The heat I feel in this world so cold, I wear your touch bold, emblazoned in my eyes a throne, and there you are, seated, regal in my mind's eye, adorned with love. Fly. We speak the language of the spirits who fly. And when I enter you, you feel incredible, because you envelop me, develop my lust, fashion the passion to sweet droplets resembling wane on twilight tuned skin. Light us and I am not innocent. You prove me guilty through your pleasure. This tongue is a solid measure, measuring licks and pounds of ounces of flesh to our hips pound. An angry climax is clean like hot kettles whistling from my kindling. The slow burn, baby, we burn. We burn. You are the teacher. I'm willing to learn. Let me earn it. Let it be my concern as I discern what it is that you happen to be. We become each other spiritually. Two wholes become even more of a whole. You are in my soul. You are in my soul.
Someone asked about my guilty pleasures. I tell them I don't feel guilty about any of my pleasures. Nonetheless, we were precious. So I am reminiscing upon fallen feelings of past hidden memories of stimulating energy exchange. From when he'd become intoxicated, inhaling sacred spaces of me and paint love on my skin, hijacking my attention as thoughts of him startle sensations of invasions and hidden parts only he can visit. But they're my favorite emotions. My mind, plagued with injected thoughts of him mounting me as his hands colonize my waist and hips and lower lips. The pictures in my memories of us and that mirror are an everlasting scene. As everything in me cries to the universe for our energies of rhythmic collisions of skin to skin to convene. That lascivious match of lust was quickly struck, igniting the fire of a deep-rooted desire to be touched, specifically as he touched me. I miss the way his face gets drenched while I squirt and make that beautiful mess, allowing my orgasmic cup to overflow when he gives me permission to quench his thirst.
then devours every single drop he could catch. And his kisses all over me has locked his love in my soul. Now I'm borderline obsessed. Wonder if he misses my scent. Rest in peace.
It's easy to find yourself in relationships that bring you to a dark place. It matters type of relationship to even be at work. The potential for being triggered by past trauma is ever present. You find yourself striving to please someone who is incapable of understanding the pain inflicted. It could be narcissism or the client's dementia. I broke up with my client today. I broke up with racist with vitriol that directed at my person. Get your paws off me. Don't you touch me, bitch. Bully, you're an animal. Your mother must not have given you any home training. You animal, you don't know how to do your job. Over time, the word starts to worm its way into your psyche, finding its mental target, insecurity. You need to defend yourself in an immovable force of racism, committing an act that could put your ass in jail. How did you find yourself in this precarious situation? It was an internal battle to prove that I am good at my job as a caregiver. I can't give up on them. I am not a failure. You will not break me. Me. I'm glitching. Get back on topic. It is no longer about them. It's about proving to everyone I am worthy. I'm exceptional employee. I'm person. Look at me continue to take care of this client no matter what it does to me internally. Childhood meant to be a good girl is lurking. No matter the disrespect, never let them see you quit. I can't disappoint everyone, not the client or myself. I broke up with my client today. I made a choice. I didn't fail them. I chose me.
I'm a superhero, a poetess named Storm. This is evident, not fueled by ego. I'm amazing and strong, doing fine on my own. I'm not a fan of sleeping alone. I am, however, picky. I need someone in particular to be with me, a gentleman who understands romance, the stubborn and delicate treatment of a lady, proper etiquette. I'm also old school with OCD, so I'm a bit sensitive. I'm not searching for my Superman. Been there, done that. It's now. Hello, Mr. Kent. These 54 years of growth have shown me my worth. Specific and significant growth. The importance of my time here on Earth. I'm striving for happy companionship and honesty. And I've got that coming because it's what I'm offering. Just take the day off, baby. You got a super black girl for your lady. Is what I'll have to say when my Clark Kent comes my way. And
I want to come from behind you, gently and softly. Nestle my body in behind yours as you reach up to place your arm around the back of my head. As my lips follow with diligence down your wrist, back down to your neck, with tender kisses as I whisper naughty affirmations. Affirmations of love and lust. Licking the words onto your lobes as I feel your ass slowly grind on my obelisk of granite, while my hands grip the base of your fleshy melons. Passionately, my fingertips knead the dough, ever forward the feeling in the gentle mealing of your soft fleshy melons, stopping just short of your nipples, making them ache for the touch of my greedy hands, causing your nipples to pucker as my hunger for you blazes and sizzles like a small fire in the place. That fire, that same fire stoked tonight's desire gently with soft breath and tenderness. Let's lean on us. Let's synchronize our balance in the ballet of mobiles as I grow weary of denying your nipples my touch. I relinquish my grip of your hefty clutch. These thirsty hands desire to meditate on you, skimming the surface of your land, searching for your oasis, the oasis of honey, just behind your labias. Drip. Poem.
In peace.
That was the most efficient piece I've ever heard in my life, for real. Your word economy is next level, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all, we have about 2 minutes, y'all. What did y'all think of that speed round?
I thought it was fantastic.
Shit, let me open up everybody else's mic frequency. I mean, for real, so you don't be in here by yourself. It's better.
Yeah. I think that went very well, you know. Even the end piece. That was awesome. I loved it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so these greedy hands of mine. They must meditate
Thank
on
you.
You.
Thank you so much.
No, frequency. For real, you're not getting away with that, man. That was a
he already got away with it, Jared. Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah,
he already got away with it, okay?
No, it's always next time. It's always next time. Oh, now you won't agree with my
okay.
Dad. I'm done.
No, it's not about agreeing, but he already got you. You had him go up there to the end, and he gave you the end piece, okay? So, hey.
End piece.
That he did.
I practiced it.
You know, you got played, and you might as well just admit it.
I thought I was in the Matrix. I was like, man, did I miss? What happened? I thought I just missed the whole 5-minute ball.
Nope, that was it.
Oh, man, I thought I needed to be rebooted. Man, he got
he
me that time, Mama Donna. It's just like you to go ahead and point out when I get kicked in the teeth. hey, just because you missed it, Jared.
Well,
yeah, you got kicked
real.
In the teeth.
We were all part of that. I need to tell you this. We were all part of the speed round. We all got kicked in the teeth. So we were waiting for Pharrell to drop a fire piece off, and he said, end piece. I was like, no, the hell he did.
Now, you know we're working with him here, Mama Donna. We just got to act accordingly. I said, we know what we're dealing with now up here, Mama Don. We just got to act accordingly. We got to figure out
apparently,
a better way to get him on the mic 2 times.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a meeting about that in the small house. We'll get this figured out. Soon Diada, man, appreciate you coming in with that piece, man. You was going in, bro. Really enjoyed that. I was on mood.
Yeah, that mute button be catching.
It be grabbing him and putting him in a headlock, Bubba Dunn.
Yes,
Danielle.
It's like a...
I'm here.
It's like
I'm
a
here.
Virus or something. How did you enjoy yourself? You sounded... You was going in.
Thank you. All of y'all were. This show was super, super hot. It was just fire coming from every mic. Man, I hope you got a new box of mics because all of y'all burnt it up and melted. It was an amazing show, man. I truly enjoyed myself.
We're going to have a show where we just really sit down and talk like adults about sex, too.
That'll work.
I think that's
going to
be really
hot.
Good.
Calm down. Yeah.
It's Danielle double booked for that one.
Okay. Yes.
How you holding up over there, Hiram?
Yo, I'm just chilling, man. Just enjoying the creative atmosphere. You know, I'm dealing with some stuff. Had a good long bout with writer's block and trying to figure out what I'm going to do with myself, and I just feel like this is, you know, things like this just light the way for me. So I appreciate y'all more than you realize.
That's huge, brother. That's worth more than money. almost worth more than money. By the way, I'm putting on my Cash App and event page. If somebody want to help a starving artist, you can feel free. But no, I'm just kidding. But it is going to be in there.
I'm kidding, but not kidding.
I'm
ain't
kidding, but I ain't
that
joking.
Not gonna be
yes, man. Oh, man. That was another voice. Paul, how did you enjoy everything, man?
Well, I thought it was an awesome show, man. I had a blast up in here tonight. Yeah.
Man, I am finally starting to get a chance to know you, bro.
Uh-oh. Ruh-roh.
Dude, I'm cool with all the shenanigans and everything else to come up with it.
Man, look, if you can't have fun in life, then what's the point?
Yes, sir.
No matter what you're doing, you just need to be able to enjoy yourselves in doing it. Otherwise, it becomes a weight around your neck.
Bro, you're a fire poet, too, man. Appreciate you coming in this week and allowing me to go ahead and assist you the other day, man. That was dope as hell.
And we're going to have to do that together again sometime. I thoroughly enjoyed hanging out with you. Now I see why Gina likes this platform so much.
Oh, man, we be having a ball.
Like doing something with Jared?
No. You give him time, my Madonna. Give him time.
Paul, unlike yourself, I'll be home. I don't even remember most of the time what even was said. So I
lies.
No, it really is. It's a good time. It's a good time. It's a good time. It really is. Even without, you know, the herbal medication, I have a good time all the time. For real, I do. I have a good time with y'all all the time. So wherever it is, I'm there. That's cool.
I know that's right. Right.
I love y'all. I got to go. Amazing show. I'm looking forward to more of them. All right. Hey, I'm sleeping. I didn't
even.
I'll talk to y'all in the morning.
Good morning already. Did I beat you to it today?
Look, and with Danielle, that could be 4 hours from now. She be on here talking about good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, somebody gonna give me some snap benefits. That's what I'm talking about. Let me know. FCC ignore that. Oh man, well we about to go ahead and shut it down. It's been real.
Get out of here.
Who was that?
It's Lips.
Didn't you go first, Lisa Lips?
Y'all talking and having a ball. You just forgot I was in the queue.
You better get, you know what, if you go and check the event page, I mean the studio, there is no telephones here. It's just blank.
Oh,
we didn't roll past the 11 o'clock, the 11 o'clock hour for me, the 12 o'clock hour for y'all. We didn't roll past that by 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm surprised you hadn't shut down yet.
I know.
They normally let us go ahead and go over like this all the time, though. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, everybody
must be AI.
Sleeping. And one time we shut it down because we were tired, not because Block Talk went and did it. He was acting a fool in the beginning of the show, though.
Mm-hmm. Y'all was in the chat going nuts today, man. That was funny as hell.
Gina just killed me talking about damn Cash App. I need food stamps.
I got champagne taste buds and no food stamps. These are not lies. This is a true story. I was like, you buying them for Craigslist? Come on, I was like, do you know how much they cost? No, but I like to eat them.
Man,
we had a ball talking about these sensitive topics too, man.
We had a ball.
Hell yeah.
Food lasts longer than money.
You sure
about that one?
Okay, I can show that freezer and that refrigerator's already packed. Yeah, I eat. I don't know about nobody else. I don't miss no meals. I'm like you, Paul. I'm not as skinny as you are, but I eat like me. Elizabeth High.
Okay. I've been sitting here. Y'all ain't caught me tonight. Snacking on my cheeses. They got a buffalo. They got a buffalo and wing flavored Cheez-Its.
You sound like a Cheez-It aficionado, sir.
And I'm just a food aficionado. I'm a fat man stuck in a skinny body.
I heard that. You're trying to make the make it balance, make it make sense.
Food is my friend, let me tell you. Anytime you hear from me, I'm probably just eating or snacking or hiding it from the mic or whatever. But that's what I do. I eat. I like to cook, too, but I eat.
You're going to get fat all of a sudden one day, Paul. You're gonna...
No. They told me that when I was in my teens. Then my 20s, you're going to blow up. Wait till you get older. You're going to blow up 30s, 40s. I'm in my 60s. If it ain't hit now, it ain't coming.
I heard that, bro. Like that. You ain't going to be able to see your toes.
They call me Eat 'em Up, Alyssa.
Hollow man.
Right? But that's all right. I love it.
All right, y'all. We better go ahead and kill this thing. This has been a great great thing tonight. We got a chance to talk about sex and stuff, and it felt really good. Lisa Lips, would you mind adding something to the mix about what we talked about tonight? I am so sorry.
I heard you and for real talking about you wasn't getting no heartbreak stuff, so I pulled up a heartbreak piece for you.
I see that. Hey, Lisa, tell me what's going on out here in these streets before we get out of here.
What's going on in these streets? Listen, I don't know. Mm-hmm. All I know is that Friday night, every other last Friday, so in 2 weeks, you're going to come through the ink well, bring me something hot. We can talk about why you wrote it.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Sound like a challenge.
What do you think about sensuality? What is it in your definition?
Listen, you talking to Lisa Lips right here. Sensuality is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love the art of the tease and what brings you into that sensual moment. You know, it's not what happens when you get naked. It's how you got naked.
Explain.
The sensuality of it all happens before you ever get to the point where you want to take your clothes off. It's the way someone looks at you. It's the way they touch you, how they relate to you. It's the little things, the kisses, the forehead kisses, the holding you right and knowing the right things to say and do. That's the sensuality of it.
Talk to me about a lover that has overflowing of desire as opposed to a lover who has very little desire.
When you're with a lover who desires you, it's the heat of being together. It's the things that happen, you know, the little things that people don't pay attention to. It's the offering to hold you or wrap their arms around you if you're out and it's chilly, or giving you their jacket, or the way they lean into you when they hold you, or, you know, and feeling that comfort that they get from being with you. When you're with someone who's not feeling you that way, it's just the act. It's the physical scratching of an itch. I kind of relate it to when you both are into each other, it's the feelings that come up to you having sex. It's about pleasing them and them pleasing you. When you're with somebody who isn't into you that way, it's basically just you scratching an itch. You don't care whether they get theirs. You just want to get yours.
Gotcha.
I avoid those situations as best I can.
Right. And you know what? Sometimes our libido gets the best of us. And I know when I was younger and didn't care about the process, just wanted to cross the finish line, you would find out that there were certain qualities to what you were doing. Right. And some of them felt better than other ones. And as you start to get older, you start to realize what they are and start to go ahead and recreate those situations. If you can't recreate that with another, with that person, then that's another reason not to be with that person instead of just making us crossing the goal.
Right. I have avoided those situations and put myself in a place where I want to get to know you. I want those long conversations. I want those walks together, the time you spend just getting to know each other, because all of that builds up. And when you get to a point where you choose to sleep together, then it's about making love. It's not about just scratching the itch.
Sweet. Hey, Cindy, are you still with us, brother?
He probably has sleep.
Oh, it is kind of late. Hey, Lisa Lips, appreciate that. Shoot. When nobody comes in early, I go ahead and milk out them callers. Shit, if it's just a few callers in there, or if it's just a few people there.